want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh dear.
Where did you get that necktie?
I beg pardon? What was the question?
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
They're making a big deal about the fact that Larry met Sean Southwick when he was out to dinner with Al Pacino.
Right.
Larry was out to dinner with Al Pacino, not because Al Pacino is his great friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, around January was when Al Pacino was doing promotion for the movie Donnie Brasco.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Al Pacino finally went on Larry King's show.
Yeah.
I think, remember I told you that I watched that show with eager anticipation because you never see Al Pacino being interviewed.
Yeah, and he was a bit self-important.
And it was more than softball questions mm-hmm. followed up by Al Pacino talking about himself like he was Hamlet or something.
Very difficult questions for any guest to answer along the lines of, why are you such a genius?
Well, Larry, in my new movie, Al Pacino doesn't talk, it's Larry that talks like that, but it was very pretentious on Al Pacino's part,
mm-hmm.
and the way that I theorize it is that they went to dinner after the show.
Yes, because he was so pleased with the softball interview that he just
sure.
wanted to reward Larry.
And that is how this supposed friendship started between Al Pacino and Larry. Mike was saying to me during the break, well, how do you think Al Pacino feels about this, about being the mascot? And I said, I imagine Al Pacino's pissed that he's probably giving the best performance of his career right now on the phone to his agent saying, why am I in the middle of this?
Al, it would bring us great pleasure if you and whoever you want to bring, if at the wedding you could read an E. Cummings poem for me and for Sean Southwick.
No! You're out of order! Oh, and listen, I have part of the poem that he'll be reading at Larry's wedding.
All right.
Can we roll that, please?
This is my baby daddy.
Who that
this is?
This is
my baby daddy.
Who that
this is?
Is
my baby daddy.
Who that
this
okay.
is? My baby daddy.
That's all right. My favorite part of that
baby
song.
Daddy.
Let's call Larry's soon-to-be in-laws.
Oh, they're not letting you get a word in edgewise here.
My baby daddy. Okay.
None of the words capitalized, of course.
All right, now we're calling the parents of Sean Southwick. So we're going to have to play this like we're nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get into character.
You know, come on, shake it off.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Shake it off. Hi there.
Hey, whacked out Wednesday. Tell your boss to shove it. Good afternoon. All right, hold on a second.
All right.
How about her dad at work?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Get a quote, get a reaction. You know, I believe the parents have had a chance to meet Larry. He wrote about
yes.
them in his column.
Yeah. Remember, he bought out a whole theater there in Provo when he had the movie, Robin Williams movie, flown in.
Mm-hmm.
Special.
Management?
Because he's such a big shot. Yes, is Carl there, please?
Yeah, Ketchum was calling.
Yes, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing our national radio show now. We're calling to offer our congratulations.
On the impending wedding.
Oh, okay, just one second.
On the nuptials.
On the impending doom.
On the divorce. Congratulations.
I just want to, you know, get the opinion of Larry.
Will there be a prenup?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be in gummy bears? Will the payoff be in gummy bears and maraschino cherries? Marlon Brando, I would like to kiss you on the lips now.
I'd like to kiss you right before I lay one on Sean Southwick. Marlon, kiss me.
Carl, may I call you Daddy?
All right. All right. We're waiting.
Waiting
standing
now
by.
For Carl.
Carl, the father of Larry's intended. Mm-hmm. Want to call you daddy? And we'll have our special day. Just like Daddy Day, Daughter Day. Pretty good timing, too, to promote the book. You know, with the...
There's a part of me that thinks maybe he's just trying to sell a couple more copies of this book, but I don't think so. Al Pacino's our mascot.
That's her saying that, so it'd be, Al Pacino's our mascot.
And yes, he rented out a whole theater in Provo, Utah last week and had them air express in Father's Day. And he let the parents act like big shots and invite like 70 or 80 of their friends.
That's right. All because of Larry.
They could all come look at Larry. Look at Larry.
Oh!
Proving that it's his territory. His woman.
Oh, no.
As he proves nightly, hourly.
Hello?
Oh, no. I've got our... Hello?
I thought I heard someone on the other end there.
I thought I had our microphones in that safe position where they can't hear me saying...
Okay, he has gone to lunch.
Is this just another veiled attempt to dump the media?
Another one.
Can you give us a statement, please? Your feelings on Mr. Engman becoming Larry King's father-in-law?
I really can't. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
Do you want me to give a message or anything?
Do you know, is he worried that if they have any children, the children will be born with very bad shoulders?
Larry has very stooped shoulders, and we were just curious.
I don't have a clue. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay?
Do they know that Larry King is half frog, half man?
I don't think so.
He's a frog with suspenders. If you look at him on his show, you can see the resemblance there. And, you know, the one thing, if you get invited to the wedding, is there a chance you'll be invited to the wedding?
I really can't say.
I bet she will. She works for the father-in-law.
If you get an invite to the wedding and you're in the receiving line and you get to meet Larry, you know what he loves to hear? It'd be a wonderful thing for you to say. When you get real close to him, you say, paint your bald spot.
Alrighty then, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Make it like a question. Hello?
They're gone.
My head grows.
Can you imagine that, though, being in the receiving line and going,
all right.
Hey, Larry, paint your bald spot?
Wait, I'm going to go even deeper.
Okay.
Her uncle.
All right, very good. To see if we can get a quote.
Desperate to get a comment.
We need a comment. We need an official comment on the impending nuptials.
All right, calling Uncle Robert now. Sean's Uncle Robert. And you might say, Don and Mike, boy, why are you taking such a private matter and making it so very public? Well, the answer would be Larry is the one who's made it public.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. We're looking for Robert, please. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing our national radio show right now.
He's not home.
Is this Mrs. Robert?
Yes.
Hi, that means you're soon to be Larry King's aunt?
Aunt-in-law.
Yeah. All right. We were wondering, we're doing a national radio show now.
Uh-huh.
We were wondering if you could give us a comment, your feelings on being Larry King's latest aunt-in-law.
Did you get a chance to meet Larry when he was recently in Utah?
Yes, we did.
Oh, good. So you can give a comment on your impression of Larry and how you feel about the wedding.
Well, I'm just very happy for both of them, and Sean and I are very close.
Good.
We wish her all the happiness in the world, and to both of them.
As do we.
And what was your impression of Larry on meeting him for the first time?
Well, what can you say? I mean, this is Mr. Personality. He's a neat guy.
Yeah, he is a neat guy, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
That's what we think. We've known him for a long time.
Uh-huh. We just hope that he makes your niece very happy.
I hope so.
That's right. And will you be attending the wedding?
I think that all depends on where it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now Larry can certainly afford to fly the whole family in, can't he?
I don't know how many Ingemans there are.
Well, Mr. Big Shot, didn't he get a movie theater for you guys to watch that movie Father's Day?
Did you go to the movie when he did that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's great.
Did Larry supply you with free popcorn?
I don't believe we had any popcorn.
Well, boy, watch out for that.
Okay.
I hate to hear that.
Gummy bears?
Yes, and can you tell us, please, does your niece eat all of the gummy bears that Larry sends her?
I think she probably does.
Really? She does? She likes gummy bears?
Well, would you please tell her that although they are fat-free, the caloric intake will kill her. And we'd hate for her to get big hips on Larry.
Have you seen my niece?
She's gorgeous.
She's absolutely gorgeous. See? Was Al Pacino in the theater when you had the screening for the movie?
No, he was not.
All right. Okay. Any other questions about the wedding?
Listen, would you just please pass along our best wishes, and if you will tell Larry, we're buddies of his, Don and Mike. If you will please,
Mike, where are you out of?
We're out of Washington D.C.
We're based in Washington D.C.
If you will please tell Larry personally that his good friends Don and Mike called just to check up on him.
Right. I will.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. Watch him like a hawk.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
That'll do it. Larry. It's Sean. You're never going to guess. Do you know a couple of disc jockeys named Don and Mike?
Yes.
And they called my aunt and uncle.
You're kidding.
To wish.
What did they do?
To wish us a happy marriage.
My God, what did they do? What did they say? No! No! Stoop-shouldered man running down the hallways. No!
No! I'm going to have another heart attack.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll continue with this in a bit. We haven't called the jewelry store yet, and we still haven't called the restaurant where he proposed.
We got more information on this coming up. We're all over this one.
We'll be right back. To be friends with the guy.
Yeah. We have a history with Larry.
We used to have him on our show, and we had him at our big fifth anniversary roast where he was the master of ceremonies.
Sure.
And everything just kind of went south with Larry.
Yes, and we're not sure exactly why. We've kind of always enjoyed poking fun at Larry. There were, I guess in the early days, we didn't poke the kind of fun at Larry that we poke now.
I guess you could say that it went southwick.
Sean Southwick. You know, the thing is, with our personal contact with Larry, that's really where it started to go south. Because yeah. It was the way Larry behaved personally.
When we like saw him off the radio.
Yeah.
When we saw him at some functions that we were all at together. Yeah.
How are you guys doing? Larry, yes, I'm very happy. I'm very popular. Super big guy.
And then it was, I guess it was really around the time that we started talking about his daughter.
Yes, Kaya.
And the loving relationship that Larry has with her.
The loving relationship that has spawned the fabulous children's book, Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, she came up to me at a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you see her when she was interviewed? Because I know you were always looking
yes.
for the confirmation.
Yes,
on
it
that.
Was her. I saw her doing
woman?
The interview for the Daddy Day.
Because I remember the one thing you had said was she was better looking.
Well, that didn't you think so when you saw her on television?
Absolutely.
Also?
In fact, yeah. Shockingly better looking. I mean, I was like, I see Larry sitting next to her, and I'm going, my God. You know, I guess mom played a large role in that genetic makeup.
She saw him at a shopping center, and she made a point of coming up and saying, hey, you know, you're Don and Mike show?
Right.
I don't think it's funny, the stuff that you say about me and my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, put me in an inarguable position. I'm standing there with my... with my family, and Larry King's daughter is yelling at me.
Right.
You know, because we used to talk about her getting up on his knee and stuff.
Hello, Putin.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, Kaya. How are you? How's my little princess?
Daddy, the suspenders you bought me fit beautifully.
Well, I want you to look just like me when we have one of our daughter days and daddy days.
Daddy, I know you didn't mean it when you told the Washington Post that if your family called and CNN called, you'd take the CNN call first. I know you didn't mean that, Daddy.
I've regretted that quote, Kaya, for a long time. And now I must say, if you called, or especially if Sean Southwick called,
she'll never be my mommy. I won't call her mommy.
I understand.
I didn't
that.
Call the last six mommy.
I understand, Kaya.
Daddy.
Just give Daddy a kiss, please.
All right, Daddy.
All right, here we go.
Oh, you
dear.
Bit my tongue, Daddy. I taste copper.
I'm sorry, Kaya. Daddy got a little carried away.
That's where it went south.
Yes. Sure, that's the thing they didn't really like.
Yeah. Through the relationship that we've had with Larry King, Mike and I have been working together almost 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 2 years, we just talked about Larry. For the first 2 years, we've been working together.
We've always been fascinated with him. For what reason, I do not know, but we've always been fascinated.
It was that he did an all-night radio show.
Right.
And that would be what we listen to on the way into our station to do our morning show.
Right.
So inevitably, the first 10 minutes of our morning show would be talking about how lame Larry's radio show was that night.
And when you're doing a morning show, you'd come in and you'd catch him on the tail end of his show.
Sleepy Larry.
And Sleepy Larry was just hysterical. I mean, we have that tape, of course, the famous tape of Larry being sound asleep at the wheel.
Cooperstown, New York.
I'm sorry, sir. These are some of the things I look for in the young MD.
So what would happen is we would listen to Larry's radio show, and we would bust on him, but we wouldn't go all the way with it because we were doing a very safe morning zoo show back then. Well, one day Larry comes by, and he's the guest on our show, and the next day he has a heart attack.
Yeah, he came in, and at that time, you know, we were very embarrassed when we played that tape because we were very starstruck at that point, and since we listened all the time. It's like anybody that listens regularly to anyone, you're very impressed with people. And
we didn't have the guts to say back then, Larry, you're the king of all-night radio because it's all-night radio. No, nobody with a brain in their head is up listening to the radio at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And that's how it started. It started way back then with Larry. And then Larry became popular on CNN, you know, with all the interviews that he did. And as he became more popular, he became more of a character of himself.
And he would make more appearances on our show. He would call and give us a hard time. And we had him as the chief roaster at our 5th anniversary roast.
That's right.
It was around that time that we started reading his column on the air.
Yeah, and that's
care for that.
We were the first to do that, to read the column, and I'll tell you something.
Because and not make anything up. We would just, same thing we do today. Read it as written.
Here's It's My Two Cents. Peanut butter always tastes better on a bagel.
Why spend money on Oreos when Hydrox cookies taste just as good?
You look up the word talent, and you see Myron Cohen.
So we did all that, and it was okay, and he was still on the show.
Right.
And even when we switched, when we came from the morning show to the afternoon show,
right,
Larry was still kind of on the show. And where it all fell apart is that gibberish tape where he's wishing us a happy 8th anniversary, a tape that's now almost 4 years old, the tape that we just played.
Right. Yeah, he was real nasty on that tape, and that's what
we had to cut some stuff out where he called us some names and stuff. And now I wish that we had the tape now, because now that we just let it go and anything that happens,
right,
we'd play you the tape, complete with the bad names that he called us.
Of course we would, and that's when it officially, you know, the gloves came off, and that's when
the romance was over.
And we've had more fun in talking about Larry since then.
And we've heard from people over at CNN, like the paint your bald spot tape, that pisses him off.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't like it the last time he had a girlfriend, that we had someone who works at CNN, who shall remain nameless, Blitzer, called us up and said over at CNN that they had a pool going. Mm-hmm. You know, like during the Final Four pool where you buy boxes?
Sure, yeah.
Well, they had a bunch of boxes, and people were buying boxes to see when Larry's marriage would blow up.
And you know they're doing it again. You know that's going on again, and it's just, it's funny. He is a character.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry, there's something about Larry that we have more fun making fun of Larry than any other celebrity in America.
You want to be embarrassed? You want to hear the first time he came on our show?
Now listen to how we sucked up to him and how giddy and excited we were.
I'll only play a second of this.
Oh, I hate
please
this.
Excuse the horns going off in the background and the loud disc jockey reverb.
He caught us by surprise.
Oh, my heart's beating. My heart is beating fast.
Memo is from Alan Goodman, an obvious Jew, to Don and Mike.
See, we're laughing with righteous laughter because you said the word Jew, which, like back in 1987, nobody said on the radio. Larry's being very, he said Jew.
Yes, he's being a very avant-garde.
Jew, we're Gentiles, he's a Jew.
From Alan, I love general managers who write memos from Alan, like he's a good guy. Surprise, surprise, you'll never get even with me for this one. Have a good time, show some respect. And for the benefit of those, let me just explain this. This is Larry King. I don't get up this early.
Oh, my goodness.
This is fabulous. Let me tell you why I'm here.
It's Larry King. He's really here.
I am here.
Okay, turn it off now.
Oh.
All right. We go into real hysterics. We sound like a couple of monkeys at the zoo. No pun intended with the morning zoo, and we're like cackling at everything Larry said.
And of course, he is feeding off of that like I've seen no one feed off that before. And, and things change. You know, time passes, and we kind of feel more comfortable with the relationship the way it is now. Non-existent.
We're here. He's here.
Yeah. but we act like we don't know each other exists.
All right, that's the restaurant. That's busy. Let me give you just one more Larry call here.
Very good.
Let's call the jewelry store where he bought the 3.5 carat ring for her.
This, as I understand it, is a very she jewelry store, Harry Winston's.
And only Larry would announce how big the ring is.
Of course.
3.5, because I'm Larry.
Sure, I make a lot of money.
Larry, from the corner, on egg creams in Brooklyn.
I'm just a kid from Brooklyn. I'm very curious. That's why I'm a good interviewer.
I make a lot of money.
Harry Winston, good afternoon. How may I direct your call?
Yes, hello. Is Harry there, please? I'm kidding, of course. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio show right now.
Okay.
And we're calling to find a person who can comment on Larry King buying his engagement ring in your jewelry store.
Yes, we. If the person's on duty that sold Larry the ring, we'd love to chat.
I don't have any idea who would have sold the ring, but I guess you would be able to speak to Carol Brody, but she's not in today.
She's not in today.
Well, is anybody there that might have been in the store when Larry was in the store?
Did Larry pick it out with his eyes closed?
Sure. I don't know.
Did Larry pay retail?
I don't know the answers to those questions.
Do you have celebrity discounts?
No, I don't think so.
Did his suspenders fall off his shoulders at any time when he was stooping over to pick up the ring?
May I speak to someone in your sales floor or in your boutique?
Hold up.
You got to work quickly with those people because they will hang up on you rapidly.
Now we'll get to the bottom of this.
Hi.
Oh, and listen, the tape of him is still going on. Oh, I guess it just stopped.
Yeah, that's good.
The tape of him on our show. That tape is 2.5 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
I think only like 30 seconds of it go. We are all... We might as well have camped out
to do the show that day.
Hey, guys. How's the weather back there?
Fine, Mr. King.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Hello, ma'am. I'm Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Howdy.
Hi.
We're doing our national...
How can I help you, sir?
We're doing our national chat show here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are wondering if you could give us some... facts on Larry King's wedding ring. Did he play, rather engagement ring, did he pay retail?
All right, so what I'm going to do is to answer your call to our salon, and they can fill you in on all of the details.
You have a haircut place there, too?
Haircut?
Yeah, I mean a salon?
Haircut.
What?
Viewing jewelry, viewing the best jewelry in the world.
Oh, you mean it's the salon for viewing the jewelry?
That's correct.
All right, would you please put us through to Larry?
I certainly will. Hold
Thank you, and don't
you.
Forget...
Hello?
An informed customer.
Uneducated consumer is our best customer.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, we were calling. We're doing a national chat show now.
We're Don and Mike, and we'd like to ask a few questions about Larry King. He recently purchased his wedding ring in your salon.
Did Larry pay retail?
Oh, one moment, please.
Wow. I love causing all this. All this consternation.
Couple of disc jockeys.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, hello. We are calling to find out how much Larry King paid for his engagement ring. Did he pay retail?
We're Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio program right now, and we'd like to talk about Larry. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you please tell us, did Larry King pay retail?
I know nothing about Larry King and what...
Does Larry King buy his engagement rings in bulk?
When he was looking at the ring, did he bring it to his mouth and try to bite it to make sure it was real?
What are you talking about? Did he buy an engagement ring?
Yes, Larry King.
The famous Larry King who...
Yes, well, I don't know. Maybe he purchased it in one of our other stores.
No, he bought it in your store. This is Harry Winston, right?
I know, but this is Harry Winston, New York, Paris, Geneva, Tokyo.
Listen, he was in New York. Winston in New York.
Harry Winston in New York. It's all over the papers, darling.
Well, really, all over the papers when?
Darling, don't you know Larry King's getting married for the 10th time?
It's all over the papers today. Today was a major story. Don't you read the papers, darling?
No, well, I read the financial papers.
Well, listen, Larry's getting married to a beautiful girl from Utah. Her name is Sean Southwick.
Sean Southwick.
Oh, I see.
And we were wondering if Larry paid retail for his ring.
He picked out a beautiful 3.5-carat diamond ring, and we wanted to know what he paid for it.
I don't know. Why don't we give you our
Please, don't give me anybody else.
Department.
You have a publicity department at your jewelry store?
Yes, you just tell me, what's the cheapest?
I know nothing, you know, look.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something, a generic...
If you had purchased it here, we don't give out the information.
All right, a generic question.
Yes.
If I was to buy the cheapest 3.5-carat engagement ring in your store, what would it cost me? I mean, and it doesn't have to be good. Look, the bottom line here is cheap.
Yeah, the cheapest 3.5-carat ring, what would that go for? I know, we know you're a very well-known and reputable jewelry establishment. What would be the bottom line price on a 3.5-carat ring?
Cheapest ring.
Hello?
I don't know. Maybe in the 50, 60,000 range if I even have anything here right now.
Wowzy!
Wow.
Woo-woo!
Wow!
Man!
Do you make him pay cash?
Do we make him pay cash?
Yes.
I don't even know who took care of him.
So. Would you take a check from Larry King? I would make him pay cash.
Yes, take a check, a credit card, or a wire transfer.
Well, I would do a credit check. do you think the credit card's gone through? Well, he probably paid with a check.
Or with wire transfer.
Wire transfer.
Maybe he paid in lily pads.
You know,
that's currency for frauds.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like a frog.
Why?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. We have our answer, then. We have our answer, and thank you.
You're welcome.
How's business at Harry's?
And listen, good. Thank you very much.
I love you on that coffee talk thing. You're fantastic on that.
I'm verklempt.
Me too.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye.
Linda Richmond.
Oh, there she is. Right, that's the name.
Linda Richmond, Coffee Talk.
Coffee Talk.
They had the lady that was modeled after on Regis and Kathie Lee when Mike Myers was on the show the other day. They showed her in the audience, and it was perfect. Apparently, it's his mother-in-law, and that's who he based the character on. And she was there going, oh, I think he's wonderful, everything he does.
Mike, there's more. Did you know that Larry's new mother-in-law sang backup for Elvis?
Yeah.
And for Nat King Cole. Did you know that Larry's new father-in-law was a artist relations guy for Capitol Records and is the current manager of Marie Osmond?
Wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, we have more phone numbers to call. We must break. We will continue our look into the lifestyle of Larry King another time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it.
The Don and Mike Show. Prove that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, time is nearly here.
I believe Mr. Roy Hill is bringing shears in as we speak. Look at those shears. Those look really, like, powerful.
I would be lying if I was to tell you now that... If I told you I didn't feel like crap, I
get a little pucker factor.
I feel 100% like crap.
I don't blame you.
You got to move me to, Charlie, you got to move me to mic 3?
Yes.
Okay. Robbie, I need you to come over here and take command of the starship, please.
Hey. Robbie has the comm. These are really powerful looking.
Of course.
It says Crewmaster.
There's no way we can stop this.
Two-speed electric clipper model.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, how are you?
You know, it's
this is the way I've always wanted to do the show.
If we had a board up...
I know.
This is what it would be like. I would be sitting here over on the side with you.
Hi. How you doing?
See, now that's what I don't want to see. That's
I know. When I adjust
there's
myself.
There's a piece of wood that separates
I
us.
I understand that. You don't see the lower extremities.
Hi, girls.
Let's meet our wonderful little hairdressers.
Hi. I'm crap. How are you? What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
And?
Michael.
Jennifer, how about that? A girl named Michael.
A girl named Michael. It's a lovely name, of course. We share that name. And what salon do you lovely ladies hail from? Salon Antoine?
Yeah, right here in Fairfax.
Now, is there a real Antoine that walks around going, I am Antoine, I cannot fit you in today?
No.
Does it?
He is very generous, he'll fit you in.
Does it sadden you to have to take off my beautiful hair?
Yeah,
she says, yeah.
See, I told you that they were very sweet ladies, and they were both very sensitive.
Yeah.
I heard you're very nervous about it growing back. You know, it'll grow back very quickly.
It'll grow back very quickly, she says.
There's
Mike.
Some reassuring words. Let me get my jacket from you behind you, too.
What, you don't want my hair over there, Mike?
No, I don't. I've got more than enough hair over
Hold
there.
Hold on, we're going to... Oh, here's a microphone for you girls to use, okay?
So you don't very have good, to ladies.
Share the microphone with me.
Now, ladies, what is the process going to be exactly? What steps are we going to go through?
Well, I have several different blades that I can, you know, shave it off with.
Oh, shave it. Keep shaving it, honey.
You can go skin, or you can go a little, you know, less than skin, or a little less than that. It's all.
Oh, no, I don't think you understand.
No. The bet is that it's
skin.
It's skin, honey.
He shaves. So after you
skin it, honey.
After you use the buzz cutter here.
That's it.
All right.
That'll go to skin.
That'll go to skin so you don't even have to lather my head up or anything?
Oh, no. This will shave it all off.
Really?
Are you kidding? It's that simple?
Oh, yeah. My God. Well, I can give you a fun little mohawk before I do that.
No, I...
Wait, you'll say this will go right down to skin, but I mean, if you have shears, I mean, it won't be that smooth, bald look.
Well, he's going to have to use a razor. You'll have to use a razor blade.
Yeah. Charlie, oh, now listen, did anybody brief anyone
listen,
here?
Listen, I'm here to fulfill my part of the bet today.
It's going to be...
Let me explain.
Patch so I can show you a demo patch.
Would you like to have a demo patch?
Sure. Do we have a drop cloth or something?
Okay,
thank you. Okay, because, you know, who am I to complain if it's going to be less than down to skin? But I don't want the calls on Monday from people busting my balls about this.
I think you'll be pleased with the results. It's going to be...
I don't think I'm going to be pleased with the results, no matter how negative.
I think he's going to be pleased with the results.
Excuse me. It's Charlie Stossel. Charlie, step in here for a second.
Charlie, come over here. Now, I want you to run this thing, Charlie, since you won the bet. You tell these girls what you want.
It's skin. We're going, okay, well, I'm sure she knows what she's doing. I trust her, and I'll look
at
the finished
product.
Well, I
guess we see what we do.
It should end up looking like Charlie's.
Like me, exactly.
Charlie up on top, that's
the look we're going for.
That's the look we're going, except the total look.
Yes,
the total look.
Oh. No, I'm fine.
Doing okay?
I'm fine, honey. I'm just about to get my...
Are those like super deluxe professional shears?
Those are heavy duty.
Wow. Can I trim my standard poodle with those?
This would be it.
You could.
Okay.
Sure.
This is my moment.
It's an expensive tool to trim a poodle with.
I know it is. This is your moment.
Okay, well then...
Well, this is going to be over rapid fire. I thought they were going
to... Let's do it. That's fine with me.
Something to shave.
That's fine with me. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Do it.
Don is now getting shorn.
Now, guys, hold on. Time out there, honey. You know, I got to direct every goddamn second of this show. Would someone get this microphone over here?
Right.
Or I'll use this microphone so we can actually hear this on the radio.
Okay. Why don't you come over here a little closer here, all right?
Okay.
And now we'll get the...
Now, these two microphones can't be right next to each other, though, right?
Okay.
Can we take pictures, too?
Of course. Charlie,
put them on our website so people can come...
Charlie Broyhill, would you get this set so we can actually hear this on the radio, please? All I want to do is sit here and just
be shaved. Luxuriate in that.
Just shave me.
Shave me.
Oh, no, I don't want Rockhead watching this. This was not part of the deal. No.
He has the right to veto your appearance.
Full head of hair.
Hey, let me ask you something.
I can take care of that, too.
Let me ask you something, girls. As you look at me and you look at Mike and Rob and Charlie Broyhill, do you think the lad at the back of the room with the greasy hair, do you think he's the best-looking man on this show?
No.
Do you hear that? Definitely.
I definitely go for bald guys.
There you go. She likes bald guys.
Bald is sexy.
F you, Rockhead.
There you go, Rockhead.
F you. Okay, let's
you
do
ready
this.
To roll?
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm ready. If you're ready, I'm ready. Okay.
All right. She's starting on the right side.
Not too embarrassing.
Can you do a little on the other side so I can see what it looks like, please?
Mike, it'll be on your side soon enough, okay? She's cutting my freaking hair off.
The process has begun.
No, it's not hurting anything except, you know, my pride.
A little bit of pride comes off.
All right, all of the hairs. How are the shears working?
How are they working?
How are they working? It's the two blades running back and forth,
saving hair. Well, I was just saying, are they working well?
Excuse me. I think so.
All right. What? No, I don't need to take pictures. I'm paying attention to what's going on.
Charlie, hold on. Let's get a response from Charlie Stossel. Charlie,
how you doing, bud?
Is this what
you
wanted?
That is acceptable.
That's acceptable?
That is it.
Wow.
That's what you wanted, huh? Okay.
So you're going to have some nubbins down there.
Apparently no razor blade will
Mike,
be necessary.
I can't tell you because I haven't felt up there, but I'll tell you from the patch that she's cut directly above my right ear, it feels smooth.
Can I?
Does it look goofy, Robbie?
Give me a look. All right, hold on for a second. Turn.
Rob says it's clean. Hold on. I want to turn and give Mike a look at this.
Let me see. Here we go. That's fine. That is fine. I agree. Ladies and gentlemen.
Christ. I just felt it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus. Don't tell me don't touch that.
You know what? Let me tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
When I was talking a moment ago about you know, the shaving and whether you wanted
this
it smooth.
This is the worst ever.
I've changed my opinion. I mean, but you might want to shave it smooth after you see what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm just going back over here to the other side.
Hold on, Mike.
Now.
Tell me what it looks like.
All right,
like.
What I'm saying is,
before
do you know
you
what
go
I was
on,
saying?
Tell me. All right. And why are you now sitting 20 feet away from me?
Just because I can't.
I don't have the DVD or anything.
No,
let me tell you.
When I was saying the bet is for the shave, the smooth, round look.
Right.
I was initially saying that, you know, because to pay off on the bet.
Correct.
I now see what it looks like.
Yeah.
it now that no longer. All I'm telling you is that I don't think that's relevant any longer. You're going to have to be the judge of whether you want to shave it smooth, because believe me, the bet will be satisfied as soon as she is done with her clippers.
Really close.
It looks like a tennis ball.
It is so incredibly white. It is so snow white that it doesn't.
What my head is?
Yes, your head is very, very white.
See, that is.
Could you turn towards me again so I can just get another look at that?
That is my burden, because I am naturally tan.
Oh, God.
All right,
here we go.
Let's continue. Go ahead, please continue.
Very good.
I'd rather just get it over with.
I know. You know, the only thing I was going to say?
What?
If you don't do the shaving smooth, it is the Tom
Davenport.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're a cruel man, Mike.
I'm just trying to tell you, you want to know what it, like, you're going to be able to see it yourself soon.
You are a cruel man. I believe I will be putting the hat on immediately.
Yes, that might be a good
forget
idea.
Forget everything that I said before.
Do we have a mirror in here? Will we have a mirror? You have a mirror.
They okay. have a
well,
mirror.
Wait till he's done. Wait till
no,
he's done.
No, let me take, stop right now, honey. Let me take a look right now and see what you're doing to me.
No.
Yeah, let me just look now and see what you're doing to me.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That is the worst. Now, from this angle, it looks like Hitler's here right now. On this side, just on the right side. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus, I am going to look hideous with a shave. This look is not going to work for me.
Did you understand now, seeing that, what I said about the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go. Okay.
Proceed.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Shave it, honey.
Of course, the other half is that you want it to grow back as soon as possible.
I know. I have to keep reminding myself that I could have put this off until, like, January 6th.
I understand.
But I'd rather just pay it off now.
Those shears, I will tell you, you didn't undersell those shears. They are pretty significant.
Andrew.
Now, you're not opening up any moles or anything on my head, are you?
I'm being careful.
How is she, Don? Does she have a sensitive, delicate hand?
Mike, I couldn't tell you, because right now, underneath this smock, I'm tensed up like I've never been tensed up in my life. This is like going to the dentist times 1,000.
Well, at least you've got professional stylists in here and professional trimmers.
Welcome to maybe the worst day of my life.
Mm-hmm. This is you're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy for doing this.
Well, I had no choice in the matter.
I know you had no choice. We always have to pay our bets on this show.
Well, at least she's getting up by my bald spot now, so at least that's one area I don't have to worry about.
And one area that'll probably be less white than the the other area. Now we're going to the top.
Really, what is the difference?
Your breathing was just like...
What is the difference in the color between my head and my face?
The color is the difference between a cup of coffee with cream and a white tennis ball.
Cup of cream with coffee.
That's right. Cup of cream with coffee.
I am like going to have to go to a friggin' tanning booth now to get my head to match my face.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, she says, as she just continues to take my hair.
My God.
I really wanted you to win that bet. I was all for Star Wars.
She likes you, Don.
Well, thank you.
She's being very sensitive.
And nothing would make me happier than watching Charlie Stossel go through this.
And how is his hair responding? Is it coarse?
Nice and fine.
He's got a lovely, thick, rich head of hair, right?
Yeah, no problem.
How much of my hair is gone now, Mike?
It looks like half is in the back. Charlie, do you want to stop the bet right now? Sorry, can you turn towards me just a little bit so I can see the
back? Hold on, I'm going to show Mike what's been done thus far.
Hi there.
How are you? Is it that bad?
Hey, buddy.
All right, let me look in the mirror.
Okay.
Oh, Christ, that's awful looking.
Yep.
That is awful looking. Oh, my God. And it feels, I will tell you what it feels like.
Yep.
It feels like my wife's legs after my wife hasn't shaved her legs for a couple of days.
There you go.
That's the only feeling I can describe, because it doesn't feel like my face.
Right.
Like the whiskers on my face.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus.
What's up, guys?
I thought, really, I didn't think those clippers would get this much hair off.
Rob, let's take a break.
Yes, let's take a break.
Much as I hate sitting here in this fashion.
And then we're going to finish the process after we take a break.
Let's take a break.
Right now.
I'll sit here right now with this egghead haircut. Now, it's roughly half of my head is... Mike, have you seen the back of my head?
Oh, my... Oh, man, this looks like a scene out of The Road to Wellville.
All right, Robbie, a break, please, and we'll be right back.
is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
The Don and Mike Show. Two hot and hairy bear studs. Don and Mike.
You know, you would think that we're having naked girls in here today.
Yes.
For every person that
right.
works at this goddamn station that has come by the window and
yep.
very nonchalantly
right.
wants to look in. At least I applaud the proud,
mm-hmm.
bold few
yes.
who have the balls to actually just come by,
right.
stick their head in,
yes,
say
absolutely.
Hello, look at me, laugh at me,
a lot
and
of
then
yep.
move on.
A lot of people sneaking around trying to see you. And right now the look is really, as I said, the road to wealth. Bill, you have that kind of goofy where half your hair is gone and there's a wisp of it like sitting on top of your head as we speak.
The girls are telling me that I have the perfect haircut to work at a Starbucks nearby.
There you go.
And you know what? Although, listen, there's nothing funny about this, but I'm looking at these kids from Texas A&M on the front page of the
yeah, tremendous
USA
tragedy.
Today.
That's right, very big tragedy.
But look at the haircuts on these dudes.
Yeah, well, you know what you've
I mean,
got?
Very similar
sure.
to what I've got right now.
It's
right.
a Marine look is what it is. You got a Marine cut. That's, you know, so far. But, I mean, you're not going to have the Marine cut when
no,
they're
I'm
dead.
Not.
You're going to have the, what's up, guys?
Would you please stop referring to it as a Gavin?
I must tell you, it appears at this stage of the game to be a Gavin. You're going to have to, you know, what I said to you was, true. That when
I'm
you
not
get
shaving
done,
it. When,
okay.
Let me just tell you, when I go home tonight, there's no way I'm going to be lathering up my head.
And making it smooth and making it
right.
like
no,
that. No,
I just want
that.
It to grow back. The
right.
girls told me during the break that they think within a month, a half an inch of hair would grow
then
back.
That's fine.
Yep.
And you'll just look at crew cut then.
And they told me eventually that maybe I could grow into a Clooney look.
Ah, yep. Very good.
Sure.
Okay, that's terrific.
And thank you for patronizing me, Mike.
I appreciate it. You're the only one in the room patronizing me. Everybody else, Rob included, is looking at me
well,
like, you know, I know, Rob. I look like a retard. I know it.
I will tell you this right now. I'm patronizing you because I have been in similar situations. I know that, you know, for you know, one thing going one way or the other, I could be sitting in that chair, so that's the way I'm looking at it.
Charlie, let me ask you something. Charlie Stossel.
Yes, Don.
Are you friggin' enjoying this?
This is good. This is, yeah. This
do you
is
feel
good.
Like the bed is being satisfied?
The bed is being more than satisfied. This
all
is,
right.
This is...
Let me ask you about my beard. I
finish.
Leave it.
Finish. Finish this.
All right, finish the hair, girls.
I want to see what it looks like.
You're a ball buster. You're a ball buster, but I will
right.
leave it.
Finish the girls.
To your discretion, I am not going to beg for my beard.
I
will not
it.
Beg.
I don't see it until you turn. It looks like you got a full head of hair.
Hi there.
That is the look.
How you doing, Mike?
That's the look that I hope is captured on camera.
Oh, that's the hope. Look, I hope is not captured on camera.
That's the in-between look.
For
right.
goodness sakes. All right, girls, let's finish this up.
All right, they're ready to proceed.
Let's get this done.
Here we go.
All right, get the microphone over here. For God's sakes, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to exploit it.
Absolutely. Milk it, baby.
Ow. Watch out, girls. There was a mole there.
Sure.
There's some kind of
was
a
there
mole
blood?
There.
Is there blood?
No blood.
No blood?
It's still intact.
Does my head appear to be more bumpy than the average head?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think
do you
so
think my head is larger than the average head?
No.
Because you know when Rockhead came in here, that son of a bitch.
What did he say?
That's the first thing he said. He stood in the back of the room and he said, hey, man, I never knew your head was so big.
You don't look like a caricature or anything.
It's
there you go. I don't look like a caricature or anything.
She is moving around to the other side right now.
These girls are very sweet. Girls,
those
what
clippers are just savage. They
well,
really
what is
are.
The name of your business, girls?
It's from Salon Antoine. It's on Lee Highway in Fairfax. You can check us out online, too. SalonAntoine.com. We'll have the pictures.
No, 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 no,
okay.
Absolutely not. That's
okay.
not part of the deal, girls.
Okay, okay.
Not part of the deal.
Okay.
Please. Christ. You know, I was telling the girls during the commercial set, I was looking down on the floor, mm-hmm. and it looks in here like when we have cut our dog's hair.
I know.
There are just
my...
big clumps of gray and black hair all over the floor.
They are really going down to the bone here.
How much is left, Mike?
Just the top.
Oh, my God.
Just a dollop. A dollop on the top.
Now, they're mean to you.
Yes, they're very mean to me. You're
it's
right,
a mean
they
group.
Are.
It's a mean group that we have here.
But I want to tell you something, honey. I would be mean to them if it was the other way around. There's no doubt about it.
There we go. And now, you know what? I like that look. Wait, can you hold it right there?
Sure.
Can we just get a comb?
Oh, this is pretty.
Can we get a comb and just, could you?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Possible that I could be humiliated anymore on today's show?
Do you have a comb where you could, like, comb it forward right now?
This is comb it forward.
There you go. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I like. It's just,
no, you know, all I have left is the hair in the front of my head right now. Have I no dignity left on this friggin' show?
Oh, there we go.
Don't comb it over.
I can give it apart.
Just take it off, honey.
Right, get rid of
just
it.
Just take it off.
Get rid of it.
Just finish me off.
Oh,
just cut my head off.
All right, here now we're going. We're about 2 minutes away from the really full effect.
Oh,
she's being very gentle with your head, and you seem to have a very normal shaped head.
Yeah, and you don't have a funny shaped head. It doesn't look bad.
You hear that, Rockhead?
There we go.
You hear that?
Oh my,
you moron!
Oh my, there we go.
See, he's making up for the last size of vestige. Small head with big hair. See, you don't have that problem,
right?
What are they doing to me now, Mike?
They're taking off the last bit of your hair.
Oh my!
You know, I can't even imagine. I'm at a point. Normally, there goes a big clump of hair right in front of me.
There it goes.
Normally, I'm able to describe everything.
Right.
But I can't describe to you.
Let me tell you.
How I feel now, because to me, I still feel the same because I haven't seen myself with no hair yet.
I can't believe they've gotten down to the skin with those clippers. I cannot believe that.
And look at Rob's face.
It's a little shocked.
I hate looking at. Oh, Jesus. I didn't need to see
what's
that.
What's up, guys?
I didn't need to see that.
That was good.
I look hideous.
It does not look as bad as I thought it was going to look.
Yeah, you know what? It's better now that all the hair is gone.
You
look less Gavin-like. And now she's evening it out as we speak. Almost a little more hair up on top.
Oh, my God.
There we go. You're not going to be... I've got to be honest with you. It's not even going to be able to go out with that look.
Oh, I got news for you. For the next 6 weeks, I'm not leaving the house. I mean, I got to go somewhere tomorrow night with my wife. But beyond that, and to the Redskins game on Sunday, how am I possibly going to go to the Redskins game on Sunday?
What amazes me is the different looks when they remove all...
Yeah, there's a lot of phases.
It is. Now it's kind of a different look. Now
well, I know
might,
what.
You
what
might
is
want
the different
to say,
look now?
Well, I was saying you could go out with that, and now once you got that last little thing off, you might want to stay in the house for a while.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
You're my buddy, aren't you?
All right, turn around and face me so I can see the...
Hold
flow.
On. She's still shaving me, Mike. I don't want to move. We're almost done. Stossel says we're almost done.
Okay.
I just want to make sure it's even.
She's just cleaning me up right now.
Right. Boy, that takes off all the hair.
You sure do.
It's incredible.
What, Charlie? Speak up. I couldn't hear you.
It's still a nice clump of hair right in front of you. On the mic. Oh, yeah, you're going to gather this up and send it out to the fans?
Yeah, no, I'm sending it all to Leah Remini, as a matter of fact.
You look down
for the thing. Oh,
look down, okay. I'm looking at a hairy neck.
This is like the last part
you're
of a...
You're a stand-up guy. You have paid off this bet.
This is like the last part of a regular haircut.
Yeah.
Where they always tell you to lean forward. Because I certainly would not, with a shaved head, want to have a hairy neck. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Kimo Donnie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, there you is go. That it?
Well, I'm
going to
wipe off the little extra hairs and
they're
going to
wipe off the extra hairs.
John Pop has come in today.
Yesterday, sure. Well, hi, John.
Hi. The front looks just like
him. Oh, there you go. It's
John,
the G-Man look.
John brought in a picture of Liddy for
you
me.
You do have the G-Man look. It doesn't look as snow white as it did before.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
It feels awful.
You ready to take a look at the final product?
Yeah, I guess I am. Let me ask Stossel before I look at it. And you know what? I want a judgment now before I look at it. You've seen me go through this now.
Yeah.
The beard.
I'm happy.
So I can keep the beard?
Keep the beard.
He keeps the beard, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
He shows mercy at the nth hour right there.
I would have given it.
Well, I know you would have.
I would have
demanded it. But this is gone. I'm happy. No need to bring it down any further.
Hi, Mike. Okay. All right, then give me the mirror.
There's the full effect.
Let me see, honey.
All right. Here we go. And...
Ah! I swear to God, I'm a monster. I am 100% a monster. Would you stop that, please?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I really... Jesus Christ.
Hi, Billy.
No, and I'm
going to tell you something.
It's not, you like it now, don't you?
It's a little Goldberg. Goldberg-ish.
What's up, guys?
Not as bad, though, as you thought, is it? As I said all along.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it honestly is. But what choice do I have other than try to put a positive spin on it? My friggin' head is shaved.
All your hair is gone. Your
I have no hair on my head at all.
That those shears, you were right about those shears.
100%
right
done.
That's
all
amazing.
Right. All of you, get out of here now.
There it is. Well,
girls, thank you. Another plug for your place?
Salon Antoine.
Salon Antoine in Fairfax, Virginia.
They did a fantastic job. They were very gentle.
They were very
you're
nice.
Getting your hat.
I have my
Let's see how it looks
cap.
With the hat. Let's see how it looks with the hat.
You look fine.
How's it look with a cap, Mike? How do I look?
It looks fine.
Hi, buddy.
Stretch it down your head a little more.
It looks fine.
See it from the back with the hat on.
Let's see from the back.
From the back. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. You guys are merciful.
Here we go. Yeah.
That's for luck.
It has been satisfied.
Okay.
I hereby declare the bet
nice job.
Satisfied.
So, Charlie, you're happy with
I'm
this end result?
I'm happy with this.
All right. Go to your hockey game.
All right, you
guys. Get out of here.
See
goodbye.
Later.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Thank you for allowing me to keep my beard, Charlie. And thank you, girls. Mike, they're going to take the protective smock off me now.
Now it's a different look. Now, as you have the smock taken off, everything, it looks, yeah, you look like a wrestler.
Let me take the hat off now.
All right. There you go.
Howdy. Wow. How ridiculous do I look?
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm going to walk over to the regular control board right now.
I will
I
tell
can
you.
See myself in the window then.
When I first saw the white sign.
Cheers.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. There you go.
I need the microphone.
All right. Yeah. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yes, man.
It's true. It's not as bad as I thought. It really isn't. How does it feel? Does it feel good?
It feels like my wife's legs when she hasn't shaved them for a couple of days.
It doesn't. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it would look. It really doesn't.
You're not the guy...
With the head.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm looking at myself right now.
Right.
And you know the worst part, like when I frown or when I raise my eyebrows,
right?
I see like all the little veins now on top of my head.
Can I tell you, because remember when I had I didn't have it obviously all shaved off, but when I cut my hair off, when I shaved it right down to like a quarter of an inch,
yes.
You know, what you're going to enjoy is, hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to really enjoy the hygiene benefits, and I would
yeah,
note
no
those
more,
hygiene benefits.
No more shampoo time.
Yeah, no shampoo. You jump in the shower, and you jump right back out, and you're ready to go.
Robbie, who is on the telephone?
Mrs. Geronimo is on the line.
Ah, here she is.
Okay.
Hello, darling.
Hello, boo-boo.
Hi, baby. Well, it's done.
You know, I know you're really tired from your appearance last night, and if you don't feel like driving all the way home tonight, or say for the next night, and for about 6 weeks, I would understand.
Wow, she doesn't like the idea of you without hair.
I told you, she's already told me I'm cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There will be no sex.
I think you're
no hair equals no sex.
I want to hear from Frida on Monday's show, because
right.
I think... I'm going to be interested to hear what she has to say, because I don't think it's all that big a deal.
You know, I can just visualize how you look.
I want to tell you something. Honey, hold on. Let me tell you something. The weirdest thing is when I just moved to go pick up a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually feel the breeze on the back of my head.
I
swear to God,
all that hair is gone.
Oh my God!
The back of the head probably looks. From the front, you look a lot better.
My mother tried to cheer me up and tried to convince me that you'd look kind of Yul Brynner-ish, like the King of Science.
Oh, that is not a healthy compliment
et cetera,
either.
Et cetera, et cetera.
There is nothing that can be said that can put a positive spin on this.
No, I'm just upset that we made plans to go out with friends tomorrow. Because really,
oh, you know, that's all you care about.
Because,
honey.
Really,
cancel the plans.
No, no.
Go without me.
You know, I just am going to be not.
You.
Not that proud to be seen with you. Of course, me.
All about you.
You deserve no sympathy. It was a bet.
Okay.
Oh,
I love you. Come on, tell me you love me. Leah's on the other line. She wants to talk to me.
Leah is welcome to you.
Ah, hold up. The phone just crapped out. What did you just say?
Leah is welcome to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Boo. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, honey.
Don't do it.
It's too late. It's done,
it's
Leah.
Done.
Oh.
Leah,
his
hair
done.
Is all over the floor of the
it's
studio.
Gone. Thank God there's a woman out there who commiserates, though, for me.
Yes, she's
thank
your buddy.
God.
She is your buddy.
Leah, you will not believe the conversation I just had with Frieda.
Why is she mad at you?
2 seconds ago. Oh, she's pissed at me.
Why? Because you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Oh, listen.
Oh, listen to this.
Honey.
You know, this makes it worth
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Now you have two women. Two of you women.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Are you mad at him, Leah?
I'm not mad at him. I just feel like, you know, this is very important to men, is their hair, no?
Yes. Well, Leah, I had to. Like I told you.
I hope that your fans appreciate what you do for your art, buddy.
There you go.
I'm sure that they will find some way to turn it around on me, Leah.
No.
This is something
that your fans are really going to appreciate, that you keep your word and you're willing to shave your head.
You know, when you turn sideways, there's one tiny strand of hair that's kind of sticking out where they missed it.
Has she seen it?
Oh, my wife?
Yeah.
No, oh, no, she just called in from the car.
And you're not going to get any tonight, that's for sure.
Listen, I got news for you.
What?
You don't know. I'm not getting any until it grows back.
Right.
I mean, she's already told me that.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's brutal when somebody shaves their head.
Are you going to send Leah a photograph?
If she would like a photo,
would
Leah
you like
would be...
a photo, Leah?
I don't know if I'm particularly wanting that.
You know what? And now that I think about it, I don't know if I particularly want her to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I want to see you this way.
I would rather have Leah see me with my beautiful Fabio-like hair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I think so. I think it's best that we are 3,000 miles apart now, my love.
I think so, too. Angelo just walked in.
How's Angelo doing?
Don and Mike.
How's his hair?
His hair is slamming.
Yeah.
My baby's got some slamming hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it is.
If he ever shaved it, I'd have to leave him.
Really? And he does have a big, thick head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Yes,
he does.
Very
but,
curly.
Honey, if you get a role where you shave your head, I cannot be with you for those weeks. Okay? Well, that's good. I'm doing an interview.
They're
calling for me. I'm having fights on the set today.
Is it a bad day on the set?
Why?
Because they don't give me any time to get ready, and then they tell me, you know, I have to wait 15 minutes, and then when I wait 15 minutes, and they call me and say, we're ready for you.
Aren't you?
And then they go out there and they say, oh, we're waiting on Leah.
Aren't you guys taping today?
Yeah.
At what time, how long before you tape?
Three hours.
So, did Angelo come to work with you today?
No, Angelo just came to hang out with me for a little while.
Oh, that's nice.
And be supportive of me.
That's nice.
Because we're interacting.
That's cool.
I wish
he's
I...
He's saying he's interested in his woman today for some reason.
I wish I had a mate who cared about me.
Schmuck. I'm talking to Karina's in the room now.
Why? What did she do?
Well, she just said something out loud that she shouldn't have said out loud.
Oh.
She's such an idiot.
Say hi to Karina for us.
Karina, I'm Don and Mike. Say hello.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, baby.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Okay, Leah.
The
I...
mouth. What?
All right, I got to go.
Is it going to be a funny show tonight, Leah?
I got to go look at myself.
Honey, don't do that to yourself.
I have to.
Look, don't worry. I was just asking if there's going to be a funny show tonight. You know,
it's a very funny show tonight.
Good.
Yes, it's very funny.
Excellent. You know, normally I would not cut Leah off at any point.
I understand.
But understand.
That.
Leah, your call happened 10 minutes after I got my haircut. I have not yet.
He hasn't gotten the full mirror
look.
Look
at it.
I've not actually seen it yet.
All right. But so I'm going to talk to you Tuesday, yes?
No, we're going to talk to you Monday to hype up the show.
Right. Okay, talk to you Monday.
Because we want all of our listeners. I mean, this is the most important episode.
And my
episode.
Condolences.
Thank you.
Your head of hair.
Thank you.
Once was.
Thank you. My true love, Leah Remini. Thank
all right,
you.
Baby.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Leah. Have a good weekend. Hey, does she care?
She cares more than my wife cares.
I'll tell you that. I've already gotten used to it. I've already gotten totally used to it.
Let me call the second Mrs. and see what she thinks about the third Mrs.
It's going to be really weird looking at the back of that head.
Yeah, the back is
really different.
I don't ever see the back. I can handle the front.
It's just easy for her to be nice. She's in California. You know, I'd be sweet to you, too, and call you honey if I didn't have to see you in an hour.
Okay.
All right, boo.
Okay.
All right. I love you anyway.
Well, thank you.
Oh, there you go. That's what he needed.
Oh,
Thank you.
Bald or with hair, you love your man.
I've loved him through some goofy looks. I've got publicity pictures when he had the real wrestler look, the short in front and the long in back that he could put in a ponytail.
But honey, there's nothing worse than this, though.
I've stayed with you through some bad looks.
This is the worst ever, though. I'm telling you.
I think it looks tough. You look
I'm
tough
really
guy.
A monster now.
Yeah, and
frown.
Unfortunately, since, I'm not as young as I used to be, I can't claim it's the time of the month anymore. So, you know.
Hey,
I mean,
listen, don't worry. Just do me this. Just do not complain when you get the DirecTV bill next month and you see that every day I've ordered a porno. Okay?
You know, I don't even know why you have to look at pornos, because what you'll be seeing in that porno magazine, I mean, in those porno movies, will look like your head.
She is cold.
All right, goodbye, honey.
All right, goodbye, Boo.
Goodbye. Oh, there you go. My two wives.
So you haven't gotten a real look in the full-size mirror.
Uh-uh.
Might have to follow you down the hallway for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll share that with you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I'm convinced Leah loves me now, incidentally.
Well, she does.
She must. If it was ever in doubt.
A pesky Angelo had to walk in right in the middle of the...
Son of a bitch with his beautiful hair. You wait till my hair grows back, Mike.
Slamming hair, according to Leah.
Wait till my hair grows back.
That's right. That's when Leah finally confesses her true love for you.
Christ, I'm a mess. Oh, feels so weird.
But you're going to enjoy that. I mean, in the morning, tomorrow morning when you get up, it's not like you have to worry about headphone head or hat head, right. You know, or bed head.
That's true, but still it doesn't balance it out, Mike. It doesn't, but I appreciate the sentiment. And we'll be back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show. Masters of the taking touch. Don and Mike.
Everybody means well.
Yes. Everybody's being very nice
but
to you.
I'm really going to slug the next person that says to me, it doesn't look that bad. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, from Tammy is a sweet girl.
Right.
And I think that maybe she really meant it.
Yes, Tammy's the first person that made me really laugh out loud. It was just because the reaction was, you know, it's like her reaction was so quick. And she was being supportive. She was being
kind. I know she wasn't. I know she didn't mean
she
it.
She told me I looked like a fag after I started laughing when she was speaking to you, so I mean that was a she was compensating for, you know, the way you feel.
I appreciate Tammy's sentiment. Frankly, I was being patronized by Jeremy Coleman.
That's true.
When he said it really doesn't look that bad. Then I came down the hall and I saw Eric Bickle and he said, take the hat off. I took the hat off. I tipped my hat to him and he says,
sure.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't look that bad. You know, hey, everybody, if it really doesn't look that bad, why don't you all get your head shaved like me?
From the front, it doesn't look half bad. There you go. I said it again. From the back, maybe we can get a cane for you.
And from Mike, I keep getting this. It's interesting. It changes every time I look at you. It's interesting.
Yeah. Baldy, baldy. Is that what you want? I mean, what, you know.
No.
I just think, whatever. Really, because, I mean, when I gave myself that buzz cut, it was
nothing like.
No, I guess you're right.
Not the same. Short haircut, and I've had a short haircut, is nothing like this. Although, I'll be honest with you, when I went into the bathroom with Mike to look at it in the mirror, and I'd only seen myself like in the reflection of the window.
Right. He paused before he took the hat off and turned toward the mirror, rubbed his eyes, and then
I looked at the first thing I did was laugh.
Yeah.
Because it looks like I have a goddamn skin wig on.
That's right.
I mean, it looks like what I would dress like Jean-Luc Picard.
It's amazing that those shears got down to skin like that. That's truly amazing.
Christ.
And this would be a good time to put on the uniform again.
And now when I see myself, like in the reflection,
right,
it looks like Liddy's head.
Yeah, it does.
That's the other thing, I think, that with the lights shining off, it looks just like G. Gordon Liddy's head.
It is. You know, but if you get some color on top of the head. But it does, the one thing...
Don, baby, how's it going?
When they first did the strip, I thought it was going to be a lot whiter up on top. It's not as white as it was.
Yeah, the
it's
color not, difference
well,
is
then why
very
did you
minor.
Just why did you just tell me during the break that I should spend some time outside this weekend?
Because it would even up the whole skull.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
And it'll be interesting to see how quickly it goes back.
My head grows.
It's hard
so.
Not. I will tell you this: it is hard not to stare at.
Yeah, I know.
Just
go
to
ahead.
Stare at you like you would stare at a freak. It's very difficult not to do that.
I accept it.
And you see, when you laugh like that, you see the veins in your head.
Oh, you do.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Now he's put his hand over it.
Now you are making me cover my... You have to wear a bag to work now.
If you get really angry, oh my God. I mean, it'll be interesting.
It might happen before the end of today's show.
It's right up there.
Just keep pushing.
It's way up there. I don't think it looks as bad as...
Really?
As some people would say.
Stop saying that.
What the hell do you want me to say?
Nothing.
I got a comment on it.
Okay.
It looks terminally goofy. No, it's fine.
You know, I would accept terminally goofy more than, you know what? Not as bad as I thought. Not as
bad
as... That is the
truth, though. Mm-hmm.
That's the one I'm sick of hearing of already.
Okay, but that's what everybody's saying because they're probably... I thought it would be... I really, frankly, thought it would be a little more out there.
How could it be more out there? I got my goddamn head shaved.
I thought your head would be a lot whiter. I thought it would like be a... I thought there would be like a line here. This it is, would be like white.
This is not enough
Turn
for you?
Again. Turn around. Yeah, that's funny this for
is,
me.
This is not enough for you, Mike?
No, it's fine.
You know what my head looks like now?
What?
You ever see a movie where they would like shave a Barbie doll's head?
Yeah. Or shave the prisoner before they were going to execute him?
Oh. Yeah.
That's what it looks
right.
like.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Right. But how does it feel? Physically, how does it feel?
It feels weird.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I would think it'd be a good feeling.
Even when I move my head back
feel the breeze.
Like this, yeah, I can actually feel the breeze on the back
now,
of my head.
Now, are we going to do anything with that hair?
Leah told Charlie that she really would like some of the hair mailed to her.
Okay, we can do that.
Some of my longer locks of hair.
There it is.
And beyond that, just leave it in the studio. Add it to the collection of DNA in the studio.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, call her 100 times.
Yes, we have to give away a prize.
Forgot about that. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I call 100?
Yes, you are. What is your name, my friend?
Pat.
Where are you from, Pat?
Rochester, New York.
Caller number 100 listening on WHTK, Rochester. You've won a DVD player and a DVD box set. Maybe the best box set we've given away today, the Al Pacino collection.
Oh, fantastic. Man, I'd love to have that myself.
Every Al Pacino movie from DVDExpress.com.
That's a great price.
Get big savings on thousands of the hottest movies, music, and games, DVDExpress.com. Why are you twirling the pen like that?
I always do this. Do not get paranoid now. That is what I sit here, and I've been doing this since the beginning of the show today. I do it all the time.
Okay.
You never notice it before.
DVDExpress.com. Take Hollywood home for the holidays. Are you ready for secret sound number 7?
Yes, sir.
Do you think I have an idea?
I believe I do.
I just want to tell everybody, I give everybody a hint right here. It's not a cue ball.
I've been there before.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not a bald eagle. All right, there we go. I'll try to get it off my mind right now.
Okay, thank you, Shecky.
Very good.
Thank you, Giggles. Giggles O'Mara.
Okay, stop it.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay.
I would be doing it to you.
I know.
You know I would.
I'm just doing my job.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You'll play for $1,000.
Okay.
Because frankly, I think everybody at this point should be as miserable as me.
I just want the show to be over right now.
Hey, listen, I'm not here saying, boy, I hope we go till 8 o'clock tonight.
I know you do.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I can't wait to get in my car and put a different hat on. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You'll play for $1,000, the pedestrian amount.
Okay.
Secret sound number 7. We'll play it for you, then we give you 15 seconds.
I'm fine.
You can't even look at me.
Yes, of course I can. Of course. You had a super short haircut. You did. You had a super short.
This is different.
I know. This is down to skin. Skin. But I will tell you one thing, and this is honest, and this will make you feel better.
What?
If he had told you to take the beard off, that would have been... I mean, it would have been a little slice of hell.
Yeah, I think
it really,
so.
It really would. The beard at least saves some dignity. Mm-hmm.
I would have done it, though.
I know.
I would have done it.
I understand that.
That son of a bitch.
The look that I enjoyed the most was when you had it right up on the front when I asked him to comb it forward.
I know.
That I will always remember.
I know. That was the supreme idiot.
just a tuft. That was like right out of Dr. Seuss.
That was like mental patient haircut time. All right. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know what? I just figured out what the haircut looked like that I had there, what Mike is talking about.
Yeah.
If anybody has seen the movie The Fifth Element.
Right.
The bad guy in the movie The Fifth Element.
Right.
He has like a piece of plastic over the top of his head.
Right.
And then he has just like a patch of hair coming out.
Just a little wisp of hair coming out.
That's exactly what I had.
Right.
That was the look. Okay, Secret Sound 7. $1,000.
I just did it for real, didn't I?
Yeah, I was just staring at your head.
And I turned away when you looked at me.
You're going to make it very uncomfortable for me to do this show.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Do I have to get you some sunglasses?
No, that would be nice, but they're not available so well. Let's proceed, shall we?
Rob, why don't we turn the lights down? Why don't you fix the lights the way they normally are on Mike's side of the room? Turn the lights back down to the normal level.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you. That's better. Thank you.
That's better.
See, right there, that was wrong to begin with.
Yeah, okay, that's why I thought it wasn't just your head. It was the lighting was wrong.
Sure. All the lights were wrong because the cameras and stuff.
That is absolutely
true. I have never seen you twirl a pen.
I twirl stuff constantly over here.
No, you don't.
It's one of my nervous little habits.
No, you don't. You're twirling the pen because I'm ashamed.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely untrue. I'll put it down. I won't twirl it anymore.
Okay, caller number 100. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You play for $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
This is weird because it's a building thing, and I don't know. I'm catching myself by surprise right now. It's becoming funnier to me. I'm glad. I'm sorry.
That's great news.
Oh, my God.
Great news.
Buzz, what goes through your mind when you sit there like the Sphinx? I'm curious sometimes.
I'm going to say something that's going to upset somebody, and I don't want to do that.
Be honest.
Well, first of all, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to.
Okay, well, that's just a variation.
Right.
Okay, but tell me what you really think.
From the front, it's not that disturbing. From the side, a little more disturbing. From the back, I find it very disconcerting.
Disturbing.
Why do you find it disturbing?
Well, you know, because we all have sort of a crease at the back of our head, and it's just there's no hair back there, and I'm not used to seeing that on you. I, too, thought you had a beautiful head of hair.
This is, you're a stand-up guy paying off this bet.
You are.
It is getting, it's not going away, and I'm realizing.
I have reached the lowest of lows when Buzz is busting my balls.
No, I'm not.
That's all right, Buzz. That's all right. Take your shot. I asked for it. I asked you what you thought.
That's what we all said. I think everybody agrees that from the back it is a little more. But, hey, man, that's what hats were invented for.
Yeah, okay.
And I do think it's good. I would say that within 2 weeks you're going to have a better look because your hair is going to come back in next.
Right.
Remember I said this, and remember, 2 weeks from today that I said this.
And remember that tonight I'm going to go home and hang myself.
No.
And remember
that.
Find a nice, cool gun.
That's right. Oh.
Speaking of that, Rod Steiger has the same.
And remember the comment that put me over the edge was, it's disturbing. The back of my head is disturbing.
Disconcerting.
Put that on my gravestone.
It's disturbing.
It's disconcerting.
But I've gotten used to it from the front now. I have completely gotten used to it from the front.
Well, great.
Then
I'll just turn around.
You may just want to face people.
And let you look at me from the rear. Do you find it disconcerting also, Mike?
Oh, but worse than that. It's disturbing, I guess, which is a lesser word.
Disturbing, I think, is more severe than disconcerting.
That's what I said before, disturbing from the back. From the back, it really...
Let me turn around. Why so disturbing?
You tell him why it's disturbing.
Yeah, well, it's because it just looks different.
Why?
It looks... From the front, you know what it is? From the front, you've got a tan on your forehead, and it went up high. From the back, it looks a lot whiter, like eggshell white from the back. That's the only thing. But it'll be over in a few weeks.
Hi there.
Hi. Or
Rob, how are you enjoying the view from the back of the room since you get to see the back
of
my
head? You tell
him
why it's disturbing. You know, Burbank, I tell you, man, I swear to God, I don't want to get in the ass-kiss battle with you any day.
I think it is a little disturbing, and I think it's because, to me, it looks like something unhealthy. I mean,
turn your microphone off. Goodbye. Goodbye. No, I don't want it. No.
Oh, my God.
Go back to the room. And look at my unhealthy head. Look at the back of my unhealthy head.
I don't know why this is now happening. This is now, it's like the reaction.
Because it's this show.
It's an adjustment.
Right. Whatever. disconcerting, disturbing, unhealthy. It's white like an egg.
I'm done. I'm not saying anything more about your head.
Don't lie to me. You're not done. You're not close to being done.
I'm not going to say anything
more. You're not done.
On this show, I will not say anything more about your head.
On this show, I will not say any more about your head.
Well, I'm going to go home and tell my wife.
I know.
I'm just going to tell her, you know, what it looks like, but I'm shutting up.
Listen.
I'm going to shut up because I think you have taken enough crap over your head, and I think it's time for everybody just to shut the F up about your head, because there's no good that can come of it. That is all.
Sure there is, Mike. Sure there is. I'll get so mad that, you know, the big vein will appear in my forehead. Sure there is. There's more good stuff to come.
Yeah, let me tell you one last thing.
See, what did I tell you?
You would say, you had said, you know, you're not going to go out or anything like that. What you want
to
do...
I'm not. I'm a recluse. Now, I have to go to the Redskins game on Sunday.
What I would do, seriously, what I would do... There's only one major thing that has to be done here. The thing that makes it look more dramatic is not the fact that you have shaved your head. It's the fact that you have shaved your head, exposing skin that does not match the rest of your head. So if you can get out in the sun and just get an even, it'll look definitely... It will look better.
I'll go to the beach this week. That's what I'll do.
Or if you went like to... You know, I know you wouldn't ever go to a tanning salon, you know...
I'll just deal with it.
Yeah.
All right. Just deal with it.
Okay, that's what I was going to suggest.
See if there's a freak show coming through town. Maybe the Clyde Baby Cole Brothers Circus is coming through town this weekend. Maybe I'll just hook up with them. See if they have room in one of their wagons for me.
I am surprised at my own reaction, because my reaction has just gone like steadily.
I've noticed.
It's becoming funnier than it was at the beginning.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. Make you laugh on a Friday. Bonus.
Artie.
Hotline is ringing. Hello.
Hi, my sugar bear.
Oh, hello, darling.
I just wanted to mention how much I loved you to not be thwarted in romance by your hair or your lack of hair.
Yes. Oh, I mentioned that.
All right, good. I wanted credit.
I mentioned I f***ed you last night.
Okay, good. And I, even though I was thinking things like, during lovemaking.
That would be a Curly the Three Stooges reference.
Yeah, all right. I kept that to myself.
Did you really think that during sex?
That did cross my mind.
I think it's better thinking that than what's up, guys.
I'll tell you this. When I have sex with you, I often think of Larry.
Well, what a coincidence.
Larry Fine?
No, Larry Zeiger. Hi, folks.
Hi, this is Larry King.
This is Larry King.
So listen to Larry Michaels.
Larry Michael. Oh, dear. Hi, this is Larry Michael, Sylvania.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
And when I have sex with you, I often think of Larry's wonderful wife, Darlene.
Ah.
All right, boo-boo. Well, I love you, and I am looking forward to your hair growing back. But, you know, many of the women were telling me when you weren't around, I'm being serious. He really does look handsome.
Those women were all drunk, honey.
They weren't all drunk, but their credibility did kind of sink to a new low. But very kind women.
Yes, very. Most people, my wife and my son,
right,
being the exception, were very kind to me. Oh, I tell you, Bart is the worst.
You said that he would be the most candid of everybody.
Do you remember this guy who plays for the Indiana Pacers, Rick Smits? Big, tall, stupid-looking white guy. A guy that wears his socks all the way up to his knees.
And he has a shaved head, right?
Well, he did last year, I guess, as a show of unity, when the Pacers made it to the playoffs.
Right.
They all shaved their heads. And Bart and I just bust the gut watching this. That Rick Smits has the weirdest head, and he looked the worst.
Right.
So that's the first thing Bart said to me when he saw me. When I walked in the door, he said, hey.
First words out of his mouth?
Rick Smits.
Oh, boy. And you immediately remembered who he was talking about.
Of course. And he's called me that all weekend long.
Oh,
and
boy.
With my wife over the weekend, she'd get used to it. We'd spend time together. We'd be in the car together.
Right.
We would be having lunch together.
She rub your head a lot? Frieda, did you rub his head a lot?
I did touch him a lot. You can't hardly keep your hands off of him. So, have you touched him yet?
No, I don't have any intention of doing that.
Oh, you should.
But the reaction I would get would be this. I'd spend a lot of time with her, And it would be like she forgot that I had my head shaved.
Which is the way it works. Yeah.
Then I would go into the other room. 5 minutes later, I come back on and I go, hey, what are we doing for dinner? And she would look up and she would do a double take.
I go,
and she would get that look of horror on her face.
Yeah. When you don't see it for a while, you know, even minutes, it's, you know, it's a shock.
No,
but you'll have to admit, it's growing back. I mean, I am pleasantly surprised at the rate that the hair is growing back.
It is. And it's a dark hair, so you can actually see the outline real well.
You know the way you used to fill in my beard? Fill in your beard with my eye makeup?
Yes.
And you maybe could try that.
That's the other thing that I was getting from my kid all weekend. He'd go, hey, Dad, paint your bald spot. And for a while, I would play along and I would go, I don't have a bald spot. Paint your bald spot.
Gross.
Then he started with me. Then I would come around the room. I go, hey, Barney, what are you doing? He goes, hey, Dad, paint your head. Do you paint your head?
So he's a little relentless.
Yes. Oh, absolutely he's relentless. Where does he get that from? Certainly not from me.
I have no idea where he gets that from.
Not from me.
You deserve it. Because better that than him thinking that it was cool and he wanted to do it. Better he give you grief.
Didn't he want to shave his head over the summer?
When he was in Europe, he wanted to do. Desperately wanted to shave his head.
I hope we cured him now.
I believe so, honey.
Sure. No, all right, good.
All right, love you.
All right, I love you, sweet pea.
See you. Oh, listen, tonight, no matter what, we're all watching Leo while we have dinner tonight.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we plan on watching you, and I've even emailed my family members to be on the alert
now,
for you.
Now, that is good. Responsible wifeship.
That's
there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome, Bill.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye, sweet pea.
Bye. All weekend long.
I have to call my wife, tell her to tell all her family members.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
I was with my wife all weekend long.
And you seem to be, have an extra spring in your step. You kind of left here. I know you were a little down on Friday.
I was more than a little down on Friday.
And it's nice to see you come bouncing in. I knew when you came in sans hat that you were cool with it.
Yeah.
That your wife had built you up.
No, not necessarily. I had been torn down. So much over the weekend.
You just said F it?
Between my wife and between my son, and when we went out to dinner on Saturday night,
right.
When I walked into the restaurant, the maitre d', he looks down and he goes, ooh, the
maitre d'.
He looks down at the name, he looks up at me, looks down at the name, and he gets a big smile on his face, and he starts going like this.
Oh.
And as
man.
I'm walking through the restaurant, everybody turns,
oh,
and
God.
People start doing this.
Oh, no.
As I'm walking through the restaurant, and I'm actually having to give, like, the Pope stance, where the Pope, puts his hands out, saying, yes, look at me, look at my head.
That is tough, and that was right when you were dealing with it, fresh.
And all day at the game yesterday, so comparatively speaking, today, today's a picnic.
If you walk in a group, you go to a big party with 70,000 people, you can certainly handle coming into work, I guess.
I think so, but you guys are rough. You guys are very rough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that on Friday, when I left here Friday, and I was make some people happy.
Yes.
I walked out the doors of the studio Friday, a beaten man.
You were down on Friday.
There is no doubt about it.
Everybody was trying their best to minimize it, but I don't think we could get away without, occasional comments.
We got the brunt of the shock. I mean, we were the first to see it, and it does. It's like with your wife. It takes a little time to get used to it. Now, when I saw you today, it was really no big deal.
Well, Buzz.
Because I find I'm getting used to it.
I wish I could say the same thing. When I saw him today, I had forgotten. I completely, the one thing I had done, I'd forgotten. I put it out of my head, and I was thinking, I seriously was coming in, I was thinking about what I wanted to mention something to you about the pregame show, and I had forgotten, and I was totally, and when you came in, it was that initial reaction, and then I got used to it. Then I had the same thing, as you know, when we started out on the air.
Doing this show.
But it's fine now. Now I'm used to it.
Well, I just want to say, out of all of the comments I got on Friday, the one that hurt the most was Buzz's. Thank you. Now let's get a caller number 100.
At least I didn't call it unhealthy.
Here we go.
No, but
here we go. Everybody's feeding on each other now.
As I remember the comments on Friday, I didn't hear anything exceptionally cruel from Mike.
Right.
I didn't. There was laughter.
I joined in the Tom Gavin
there
frenzy.
There was eye contact. Tom Gavin.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
That's okay.
That's expected.
Rob says it looks unhealthy. Well, that's bad. But Buzz...
What did Buzz say after that?
Disturbing.
No, no.
Disturbing.
No, that wasn't my word. That was someone else's word.
What was your word?
My word was disconcerting.
Okay, well, same difference.
Well, at first it was.
Well, okay. Well, then F you.
F you.
Disconcerting.
Well, then F you.
Oh, man. A little disconcerting. Seems Don had a little bad luck today.
Yeah, I should have called the station. Hey, could you please cancel this? Hello?
Hello, this is... What is it? Is it Norm? It's not Norm Peterson.
It is? This is Norm Peterson. Rooney?
Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson.
Have Donnie G out in front of the studio, and I'll come by with my Ferrari and pick him up.
Take that bit off the air immediately. This is George Peterson.
It's George Peterson.
This is George Peterson.
At Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Ah, there you go. It's George Peterson.
George Peterson. Have done out in front of the school.
Take that bit off immediately where he's having his head shaved.
Please do that post-haste.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey, Tom Gavin, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hello,
hey,
Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how do you spell buddy?
D-O-D-D-Y.
Yes, buddy.
How do you spell donkey?
D-O-K-E-N.
Perfect.
K-Y.
Yes, Tommy.
Donkey.
I like to come out and sing the national anthem at the donkey basketball.
That job has already been promised to Mr. Dennis Murphy.
I'm afraid the answer would be no to that question, Tom.
Can I come out and help? Can I come out and help with that? With the proceeds with the Children's Hospital?
Yes, Children's Hospital. They get all the proceeds, all right. Tom.
Can I come out and help collect the money at the door with them?
No, Tom, people are going to donate the money through buying the tickets.
Yes, so the answer to that question would be no, Tom.
That's Mike.
Yes, that's me, Tom.
Yeah. And hi, Tom. It's
that's
me.
Mike. How you doing, buddy?
No, this is your other buddy.
That's Don.
Yes, and who's this, Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing?
There you go. Here's another mystery voice for you. Who's this, Tommy?
Hi, Tom.
That's Charlie.
Yeah, he's that's got it. Right. Fantastic.
Let's see if we can all stump him. So to speak. Who else is here who can give Tom a quick voice challenge?
Come run into the studio, others that work on show.
Tom, here's Tom Gavin, see and say.
Hiya, buddy.
That's Thorn.
Thorn? Oh, do you mean porn?
Thorn.
No, try it again. Say hello again, mystery guest.
Hello, Tom.
That's Rob A.
Right. Okay, yeah. Let's bring in the other mystery guest.
Hi, Tom. Who's that, Tom?
It's Jimmy.
That's right. Jimmy, okay.
Here's
that's
another right. one for you, Tom. Who's this?
Hi, Tom.
Stumped you, I bet.
I bet you can't figure that one out, huh, Tom?
And here's another one, Tom. Figure this one out.
Hi, Tom.
That's Kate.
Hey! He knows it's Kate.
Way to go. Tom, what's Kate's bra size?
46C.
Whoa! Oh, wow.
Pretty close. What is your bra size, Kate? Didn't we ask you this already?
Yes, you did.
What is it?
It's a 36 double D.
36 oh. double D.
I like to take Kate on a date.
All right, now somebody else is. We got other people that are going to say hi to you, Tom. Right, and incidentally, you missed Timmy Obabene.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Don.
You know Tim, the Nigerian nightmare. Okay, right. Here's another one for you, Tommy.
Okay.
Hi, Tom.
Try it again.
Tom?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
That's the question.
Who's this?
We're playing Who's on the Phone with Tom Gavin.
That's right. You figure it out, Tom. Who do you think that is?
That's Jimmy the intern.
No.
That is, as you called him, Thor.
Thor.
That is porn.
That's I'm very
porn.
Disappointed, Tom.
Carol.
Now listen.
You're an old buddy of mine. I'm disappointed. Bye.
Here's a real wild card for you, Tom.
Okay. Good luck with this one, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
That's...
Hi, buddy.
Who is it?
That's Rob A.
No. That is Johnny Pop.
That's John Pop, buddy.
Yeah. John Pop, buddy.
John Pop, buddy.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, it's the parrot.
Wow.
Hi, parrot.
Oh, see, we brought everybody in for you, Tom. Everybody came by to say hello.
Everybody likes Tom Gavin.
Terry. Let's get receptionist.
Terry. Okay.
Terry the receptionist.
A little tough to understand, Tom, unless you're really
right,
paying attention.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, we're going to take care of everybody so he gets to say hello to everybody here.
All right, we'll let Terry. I got that name mixed up with another girl that used to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're calling Terry now.
My desk.
Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
We have someone who wants to say hi to you.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Can you guess who that is, Terry?
Sounds like Mr. Gavin.
Mr. Yeah. Gavin! Yeah,
Gavin.
What respect she has for you, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
How you doing, baby?
How you doing, baby?
All right. Well, thank you, Terry. Hold
You're
on.
Welcome.
Hold on.
Oh, I only wish Ken Stevens was here.
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on.
Hi.
Don't say he can be here.
All right.
Hold on.
All right, we're going to see if you can figure out the next mystery guest, Tom.
Okay.
So, Tom, while we're waiting for the next mystery guest, how do you spell mystery?
M-E-D.
Uh-huh.
E-D-I-N-E-Y.
All right. All right, Tom.
Perfect.
Who is this?
Hello. Do it again. Let me hear it again.
Okay, here. Say something else.
Right now, I'm in my office in Philadelphia.
Ken Stevens!
Yeah!
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens.
Way to
nice
go.
Nice to meet you.
Good job. That's fantastic, Tom. You've gotten almost everybody except for Timmy O'Bibanay.
My all-time favorite dessert is chocolate cake. Hey, I love chocolate cake.
Hey, Ken, is your favorite dessert, favorite drink Cherry Coke?
Thank you.
Tom is
Is your favorite drink Cherry Coke?
You're welcome.
Is your favorite drink chocolate drink?
I will.
All right. Is your favorite drink ice cream?
I'm wearing a gray business suit, white shirt, purple tie.
And is your... I'd like to know if you got any jobs open in the radio world, like...
That requires too much thought. That one's too complicated for me.
That's a real scenario there.
Here's a meeting of the minds.
Yeah, really.
I think you're hearing the next regional sales manager for CBS Radio being interviewed right now.
And the meeting would go something like this.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Ken Stevens. I am the vice president and general manager of WJFK.
And can I get a job working here?
Pleasant and short.
All right, Tom, listen, we must go.
Okay.
Tom, listen, to quote a great man, we must talk. Have a great night, Tommy.
You too.
Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Friend of the show,
there
Tom. Tom Gavin.
Super.
Little Tommy Gavin.
That was Tom Gavin Theater you were just listening to there. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, hang up now, Tommy.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There he is.
Yes, sir.
Always nice hearing from us, Tom Gavin. And even better to involve Ken Stevens and our whole wacky crew here at the show on the Tom Gavin feature.
So nice to get everybody involved.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
What?
Yes.
What? How you doing, guys?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How you doing, guys? How you doing, guys?
Yes.
What?
Never go through this again. I've definitely learned my lesson here.
Rock
this.
To the east.
What?
Rock to the west.
What?
She's the gab and I love it.
Yes.
It's not really a beer. It's a TV show.
Why? That medicine should have been there an hour ago.
What?
It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine.
What kind of tricks are you pulling anyway?
You lazy loafer.
What?
Lazy loafer. I made the rounds of my charge account.
Ah,
yes. Here we go. Yes. Here we go.
What?
Hey, Mike.
This is a big treat. Let's welcome back to the big show, John Madden.
John, thanks for coming on the show again. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And, of course, any time that Rudy's there, that kind of, like, doubles a pleasure. And then when you can hear Gus talking about love, then that kind of triple pleasure. Triple pleasure, man.
We're all in for a treat here, John, because Rudy is on the line, and he and the mouse are in Ocean City, Maryland.
Is he at happy hour?
He is at that same cheap flybag motel that I won't name by name, but the one that's right on Coastal Highway.
Yeah, oh, good old Rudy, he knows how to pick his spots.
Yeah, but you know, but have you noticed he picks his spots more than other people? That Rudy Martsky
right.
takes more vacation than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, not only in this country, but in the whole world. He's always going, and then you ask the question, what's he taking a vacation from?
What
the heck's he doing?
Let's get some of these questions answered. Rudy, these are questions that we've been asking for years. Perhaps you will answer them now that John Madden has asked the question.
Well, no, look, it's just a little 3-hour drive to Ocean City, Maryland. We're actually scouting out the Redskins fans here to see if anybody's still Redskins fans.
Rudy, have you ever added up the number of vacation days you take every year?
Yeah, it's probably about... about 20, maybe
20. Oh, what a liar. What a liar. Those are like your sick days that you take off. Well, listen, John, we want to thank you. Rudy, you can just pipe down for a second.
Okay.
Because we're going to ask John just a couple of questions about football.
That's right.
And the first question, not even about NFL. When is your new video game coming out, John?
Well, we're working on it right now. We're working on Madden 98, and it'll be out in the fall. In fact, they have their show down in Atlanta in the next week or so, you know, when they show it for the first time. And it's really something. The thing that they can do now with this, you know, it used to be for years that the players were like cartoon characters.
Right.
And now they have this image capture thing. Where they can take real players, we take the real players
cool.
and get them doing things and then put them in the game. And the things that the computer can do to make the players, where the players in this next year's game look so real, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And what role do your sons have in that? Because when I was reading, you know, I read the book every, if you don't have the John Madden football game, it gives you like playbook and all this junk. You really study to play the game, and I noticed your son's name was in there.
Well, what happens is you know the older you get, the less ability you have to play these games. I mean, I don't care whoever you are. Like if you have your son, your son will beat you.
Oh, sure. And he does.
The younger person always wins. So.
Mm-hmm.
So my sons, you know, they grew up playing this game because we've been working on this game for almost 15 years. We've been doing this, and we, you know, started developing. I do the football. Mine is because it's NFL football, and I keep up with the trends of football, and I do the football part of it. I put in the plays, the formations, the defenses. I make sure that, you know, the alignments are right, that the field is good. I mean, that all the football is mine. And then my sons work on the football, because they're both football coaches too. They work on the football, and they kind of marry the computer part of it. Then we have the team from Electronic Arts, and they do the computer, the video game. I mean, they're the ones that create the game on a video.
You know, I always wonder. You've talked before, I think, even on this show, you might have mentioned it, that Thanksgiving Day, you're probably your favorite time of the year. What do you do? Here we are in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the off season, and I know a lot of people would like to know, what are you doing when you're away from the microphones, you're away from football, or are you away from football? What are you doing in the off-season?
Unbelievable what I'm doing right now. You know, like if you take your hand and you put it at your waist,
yes.
and then you start to bring it up, and then it gets to your chest, and your neck, then your mouth.
Yeah.
Goes up. Then you put your hand like right above your eyes. That's how high I am up into it, because my son's getting married tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh wow.
And so he's,
wow.
Yeah, my son Joe, my younger son, and he's getting married here at our office place here.
Well, congratulations. I'm amazed that you would have the time to do an interview the day before your son.
I always have time for you guys, but you know, we're doing it here, and you go back there, and everyone's so nervous. I mean, they got brides and grooms and bridesmaids and groomsmaids,
yeah.
you know, and mothers of the bride and father, you know, and all this stuff, and you get caught up. The aunt, you know, this is the aunt, and the buddies from college, and there's people all over here, and last night we had a rehearsal, then we had a rehearsal dinner last night.
Right.
But I don't know what today is, and I got a tuxedo back there, and I got those shoes. I just tried on those shoes. I wear size 14.
Wow.
See, you shouldn't ask what I do now. I was just line on the shoes, but they give me those fancy patent leather shoes. And they don't make those in size 14, so I look at them, and they're about size 10. So I try and put my foot in it, and it doesn't fit in there. And I thought anyone that makes patent leather shoes doesn't make them in size 14.
Yeah, they're more of a delicate look, John.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly it. It's a, you know, a thinning, trim, delicate look. Yeah, patent leather where you can see yourself in your shoes, but I can't get them on my feet.
How would you like to be the father of the bride, and they come over and say, listen, I've met a wonderful boy and I'm going to marry him, and listen, his dad is John Madden.
that'd be a lot of pressure there, I would think. But you're a dad.
Can't put his shoes on. And I got this tuxedo. You know, I mean, that's like putting frosting on manure. There's certain places in life you don't belong, and me in a tuxedo is one of them. So you shouldn't ask what I'm doing now.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
And, all right, just one football question then. What all this talk about Michael Irvin with the Cowboys, do you think that's a smokescreen that he will be back with the Cowboys, or do you think he really might quit?
No, he'll be back. I mean, he's not going to quit anything. You know what happens is, and I was talking to Rudy about this the other day, too, that I bet if you would go around that 90% of the veteran football players in the National Football League, you know, if you had just an honesty, they're not ready to play football now. And I know that when I was a coach, I wasn't ready to coach football, you know, at the end of May and the beginning of June. And, you know, I mean, and everything is a readiness, and it's like a fighter. He doesn't walk around ready to fight all the time. A football player doesn't walk around ready to play football. So, Michael Irvin, what he's going through now, and, you know, and his mind not being in it, and, you know, that's not important. Now, if you get to September and he still feels that way, then you got a problem. But I say, June, you don't have a problem, and, okay. And he'll be there. And I think, you know, I mean, he's taking a pretty good beating, but, I think when they start playing, he'll be out there playing.
You know, and you're somebody who can speak with authority on this because you made the transition from coaching to the broadcast booth, and now this year we got a couple of guys like Dick Vermeil and Mike Ditka going from broadcasting back into coaching. Now, how difficult is that, and how do you think either one of those guys is going to do this season?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the heck they're doing. I really don't. And mm-hmm. I didn't tell Ditka that because I haven't seen Mike Ditka, but I have seen Dick Vermeil. I just shook my head. I can't believe they're doing it. I think that both of them, you know, wanted to get back in it. And I know that Dick Vermeil wanted that Philadelphia Eagle job before they hired Ray Rhodes, and he got ready then, and that never left him. Mike Ditka, ever since he left the Bears, I know Joe Gibbs told me this, that he always wanted to get back into it. And, you know, and they just have to do it. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know that you can do it. I think that, it's important to have younger assistants, and it's a young man's game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that these guys, I mean, I don't know why they want to do it, but, even more important than that, I don't know that they can do it.
All right. And the final question for you, John. Do you know who Rudy's ghostwriter is?
Huh?
Well, listen, here's what...
Don and Mike.
You spent a lot of time with Rudy, and we love Rudy, and he's a real nice guy and all that jazz, but...
What's mouse?
He's been very good and quiet during this segment, too.
You know, you talk to him, and then you read his column, and you don't put the two and two together.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We've been trying to find out every week who it is, and I guess your guess is the mouse.
Well, it was either you guys or the mouse. I think what he does is I think he listens to you guys and then writes down some of your stuff.
I wish. Hey, listen, John, we appreciate the fact that you took time to get on the phone on this day before your son's wedding. Best of luck. God bless you. And we really do love you on Fox.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy being part of this, and then being on there with Rudy. How did you get Rudy to be so quiet?
I know. He's been sitting. Rudy, you've been there the whole time, right?
Yeah, I have. I thought it was cut off by Don. I didn't know.
Wow. See, normally, John, I do put him on hold because, you know, he's got, like, the worst timing in the world.
I'm going to tell you one more thing. This crazy world I live in and this crazy things that are happening surrounding me now. My wife just walked in. I just saw her walk in across the parking lot.
Yeah. Guess what she's doing?
What?
She's taking flying lessons.
She's taking flying lessons?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. She just comes from flying.
Wow. And you don't fly.
No, heck no, I don't fly. I take the bus.
Most famous non-flyer.
The whole thing. I got a wedding going on in the back. I got a wife walking in who just got down from flying a single engine airplane.
Wow.
And Rudy, were you not talking because you were passed out momentarily?
No, I was listening to John. I mean, it was one of the great wedding stories of all time. They could make a movie out of that.
No. Hey, John Madden, have a great wedding, and thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's great.
Wow.
That's terrific.
John Madden from Oakland, California.
Man,
ready
oh,
to
man.
Talk the talk. Yeah. I love that guy.
That's, you know, that's the second time. He is such a delight to have on the show because he can talk about anything and make it amusing.
Pretty good.
Well, you know what was special is I called John at the last minute yesterday. I said, John, Don and Mike wants you on. He says, look, I got a wedding here. Who is it, Don and Mike? I'm on.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Who is it?
Good guy. Hey, Rudy, hold on. I have a call for you.
Oh.
I have a call for you on the other line. a celebrity almost of the magnitude of John Madden.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, here he is now.
Hey, Rudy. God. Hey, I'm going to be an Ocean Curtain tomorrow night. Would you like to leave for dinner?
Did I hang up on Rudy?
I tried
to conference the two together. I hung up on Rudy.
In the whole time we've known Rudy, that may be the kindest thing you've ever done to Rudy.
Too bad I couldn't have put you on John Madden, Dennis. Well, that would have been a meeting of the mind.
A great guy.
Now, you are going to Ocean City because you're going to be on that very desperate dating game that we set up earlier this week,
yeah,
right?
And Ghana is a great gal. And I hope I have a good time tomorrow night.
Well, Dennis, we hope that you go all the way, baby.
I won't go all the way, but hey, if I do, hey, why not? But I'm going to be a gentleman.
It's a shame you're not going to be able to hook up with the Martskys, Dennis.
I know, because Rudy and I, at the St. Patrick's Day party, I got the chance to meet Rudy and Lauk, and we had a great time.
Well, you know how to party, Dennis, and so does Rudy.
What a show, what a lineup. And the lineup would be John Madden, Rudy Martsky, Dennis Murphy. Hold on, here he is now.
Figure out what direction that arrow is going.
You know, I just hung up on... What's wrong with... I can't conference the phones together?
I'm back on.
I pressed the wrong button again. I'm a dope. I'm sorry.
Well, we get excited when John Madden's on the show.
Yeah. Rudy?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Well, listen, now Dennis is disconnected. Dennis Murphy is going to be at Ocean City this weekend, and he would like to get together with you and the mouse.
We'd love to do that because we've been listening to Dennis's date situation. He got quite excited as I was driving here, and I almost drove off the road listening to him shriek when his girl said yes.
Yeah. All right, now if I press that one, I'll conference them?
No.
Press that one.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, God. Hi, Mike.
Dennis, say hi to Rudy.
Hey, Rudy. Long time no speak.
Dennis, how you doing?
Okay, man. How you doing, man?
Oh, God, this is maddening.
Hey, Rudy.
What?
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow night?
We're free, Dennis. We think we are.
All right.
I got to talk to the mouse, though.
Listen, you might want to talk to the mouse about that, Rudy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but I'm meeting a girl named Ghana, and I was wondering if you want to know.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Dennis, the phone's sweating right now.
I thought Ghana had to drink a lot before she saw you, Dennis.
That's why he thought of you.
Hold on.
Put them both on hold. Thank you, Rudy. Ooh. Thank you, Dennis.
I got an ice cream headache.
Yeah. Work that out and let me know what happens, please. Okay. And our thanks to John Madden.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
They do.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt. The Don and Mike Show.
About this stupid Bob Mosier story.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that Bob Mosier was such a popular name like Dick Smith or John Doe?
Dick Smith. Now that's the convention I'd like to go to.
Bob Mosier, meet Bob Mosier, meet Bob Mosier, meet Bob Mosier.
Mm-hmm.
242 Bob Mosiers from around America joined Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
This past weekend for the Bob Mosier Convention.
And I wonder if any of those Bob Mosiers pronounce their name Moser as opposed to Mosier.
Mosier? I hardly knew her. Moser? I hardly knew her.
Mosier.
Here we go. Get ready for real hilarity now.
Stay tuned for another perfect bit.
If he's there.
He'll be there.
Calling Bob Mosier. Hey, Bob. Bob Mosier here.
This is also Bob Mosier. You got two Bob Mosiers. Oh, I'm sorry. The third one just came in. Bob Mosier here, too. Hi.
Hold on a second.
We got another one here.
Hi, Bob. I'm Bob Mosier.
You know, we got a couple more that are in the back, as a matter of fact. Yeah, bring the other Bob Mosiers in here right now.
Here he comes. What's your name, sir?
Well, it's spelled Mosier, but it's Bob Mose.
It's always got to be different. He's the boy who tries real hard. Bob Mosier. And what's your name, sir?
Amazingly enough, Bob Mosier.
Yeah, there you go. The wow. Slowest Bob Mosier of all of us.
I'm Bob Mosier.
And I'm Bob Mosier.
And I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier. Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier. We're Bob Mosier.
Everybody,
we're Bob Mosier.
We're calling about the Bob Mosier party.
We want to be invited, and we want to find out all about it. Will there be name tags?
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
We're Bob Mosier. We're the real Bob Mosier. Please stand up. Well, listen, we got to go. Until next time, this is Bob Mosier.
And this is Bob Mosier.
And this is Bob Mosier.
This is Bob Mosier.
This is Bob Mosier.
This is Bob Mosier. Wishing you a happy day. Oh, yes, and from me, Bob Mosier.
And me,
Bob Mosier.
And me, Bob Mosier.
And me, Bob Mosier.
And me, Bob Mosier.
And me, Bob Mosier. He's the slowest Bob Mosier.
Yes, that's why the end of those Bob Mosiers kind of slow down a little bit.
Thank you.
You're the slow Bob Mosier.
Thank you for your time, Mrs. Mosier.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier.
Bob Mosier! Okay, get out of here. But goodbye, Bob Mosier. All right, well, they're not there. That works out just as just as well, anyway.
Perfect. Would you identify yourself?
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
I'm Bob Mosier.
Guys?
They've already left the room.
Bob Mosier! Slow Bob Mosier!
The triumphant return of the Phone Booth Olympics as we get someone out there to run from phone booth to phone booth for fabulous prizes here on the Bob Mosier Show. Calling the closest location that Rob could find today.
Yes, Bob Mosier was just down the street getting this location at the Price Club Plaza in Fairfax, Virginia.
Maybe in future days you'll be able to really venture out somewhere like, Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
These are all cities that are very close. Arlington.
Centreville. Which, incidentally, is the proper pronunciation of that town.
Yes. Hello?
Centreville.
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Bill Mosier.
It's Bill Mosier. Hi, what's your real name, please?
James Ledoux.
Hi, James. Where are you from?
I'm in Fairfax right now.
All right, I give you a chance to win some fabulous prizes. Now, you see there at the Price Club, you got your Price Club,
uh-huh.
And you got your Home Depot.
I see it.
And you got your Sports Authority.
I see it.
Now, I will tell you this, that this is a very dangerous parking lot to navigate your way around.
You bet it is.
Because as you can see now, from the artist rendering, Mike,
mm-hmm.
Here's your Price Club.
Got your Price Club right there at the top of the picture.
Then you got your road.
That's
you
a main drag.
You got your two-lane road.
Very dangerous.
Then over here, you got somebody else showing up there, Bob?
Sounds scary.
Bob Mosier?
Nah.
You got your Sports Authority here. And you got your Home Depot here.
Yeah, once you make it across that two-lane road, you'll be okay. But you have to be very careful because although we'd enjoy the ratings benefit of you getting struck by a car, we really wouldn't want to see you get hurt.
Are you going to bonus this price if I get hit?
$106 in instant cash if you're hit by a car.
All right.
Now, I asked my production assistant, Bob Mosier. Bob?
Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob Mosier?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to the other Bob Mosier.
Oh, sorry.
You were actually out there today.
Yes.
How long would you estimate it would take a man of your size and Herman Munster feet to get from Price Club to that one?
That one?
What would you estimate?
Running as fast as that guy could or as fast as
you could?
I could.
8 hours? No. No, probably a minute.
A minute?
I don't know. I drove to all the phone booths.
He drove.
In his oversized American car.
All right, thank you, Bob Mosier.
Thank you.
All right, Bob Mosier there. We'll give you 60 seconds. When I start the music, you hang up, and are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
I'll have the phone waiting for you by the hot dog vendor at Home Depot. Get there in a minute, win a prize. Go!
All right, he's on his way. This is a more dangerous trek than normal. Because he's going across a two-lane road with real traffic. This isn't your average kind of parking lot trek.
And that's a ways away. Keep in mind that the boy, RJ, drove to...
Oh, are you the real Bob Mosier?
What? That's the what?
A public phone. He hung up. I guess you could call it back because this is the phone that we want him to answer.
It was a different Bob Mosier.
Yeah. Now, we've got some of those people. You know, a lot of times with the Phone Booth Olympics, folks go to all the different pay phones because it's a fabulous spectacle to watch.
It's been 44 seconds now. Hello? Who is this?
Well, wait a minute. Why are you doing... We're playing a radio game right now.
Yes.
You know that. Hang up the phone.
Hang up.
Hold on. It's me, Bill Mosier.
There he is. Our guy. And you know, he just made it in 58 seconds.
58 seconds. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, you've won a UPN prize pack with a T-shirt, a baseball cap, and a backpack.
A T-shirt, a baseball cap, and a backpack?
Oh, the fabulous riches that are yours. Now, what is going on there, Bob?
There's a bunch of people clamoring around trying to get the prizes.
All right, well, you're the only one who can run for prizes, but I'm going to put the pressure on you now.
Uh-huh.
I want you to run back to the prize club, but you have to do it in 45 seconds or less.
45 seconds.
Ready, go!
Go, he's off. Now we're sending him back across the street to the prize club. This is where he's really going to throw caution to the wind.
And I haven't even sent him over by Sports Authority yet.
Oh, dear. That's going to be another trek across the two lanes. Fortunately, the phone is ringing now. We're not getting the guy saying, "This is a public phone."
Well, you know, whenever we do this, we gather a crowd out there, and I bet he has his crowd of onlookers.
Right. Of course.
All of them wishing him well and wishing it was them.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be tough. This because I really think he sounds like a quick guy.
37.
Oh, my God, all the humanity.
Apparently, that's a fax machine now.
Oh, dear.
Hold on.
Well, it's a benefit for this guy. Are you going to, you know, he could be there.
Now
he's...
Hold on.
Calling the phones outside the Price Club.
Ah, there you go. He's got an extra 10 seconds now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 58 seconds now. Hello? Who is this?
My God, a child has answered a public phone. What's going on?
Where's your mommy or daddy?
It's the bad man.
Hey, it's me, the bad man. Hey, did I call the payphone in front of the Price Club? This is Jimmy, the intern's fiancé we're speaking to right now. hang up the phone, please. Perhaps I misdialed.
Okay.
It didn't sound like an outdoor phone. It sounded like you called some sort of daycare center. But this is a benefit for Bob Mosier.
Oh, he's now, it's a minute.
Hello, 40. Donna Mike.
There
Bob,
he is.
Bob, hey. Hi, Bob.
You're trying to kill me.
Bob, you've won a free Chicken Caesar or Garden Ranch stuffed pita at Wendy's.
Ah.
Now, you ready to go for the big prize now?
What's the big prize?
Aerosmith tickets.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what is it?
Here we go. In 35 seconds or less,
uh-huh.
Run to the phone booth. Near the far corner at the Sports Authority. Go! Go!
I'm going!
All right, he's off now. He only has 35 seconds to make it to the far corner of the Sports Authority. Hopefully there will be not a guy with a turban answering the phone and saying it's a public phone, and there will not be a 3-year-old girl picking up the phone either.
Mommy, it's the bad man.
No, I'm like my brother.
Listen, you're screwing it up for this guy.
Oh, he's coming.
No, but you're really screwing up the game.
No, I have to.
Why do you have to?
I let you go.
Oh, God, then he...
Oh, boy.
Everybody's a helper.
Hell happens every time we play the Phone Booth Olympics. Always somebody wants to be Mr. Helper. Sit in your cars and enjoy watching him run.
He gets hit by the car. He wins $106.
And you're on hand to say you saw it.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk to you.
Yes. Same guy again.
Same guy.
No, it's not. It's a different guy. That guy just drove off. But he hasn't arrived yet. It's going to take more than 35 seconds, though. It's farther than the depot.
So we got our on-scene reporter. No. This is our Keith Economaki.
Yeah.
Mr. Helper. Well, listen, I'm going to call back. Just let the phone ring.
All right. Well, okay. I see him in view, so call back.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. More help. Well, see, it's irresistible, Buzz.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to play this game.
Of course.
They want to be involved, Don.
Obviously, he's not going to make it in the time allotted here.
No. And he'll be tremendously out of breath because it's quite a long jog.
That's a long way from Sports Authority to Price Club, I guess. It's a good thing you took your car, Rob.
Rob drove over the curb. He wanted to measure it out perfectly.
Excuse me, officer. I'm just measuring it. Don't you know Bob Mose?
Bob Mose.
Well, that's, he seemed to have called a fax machine again. We're going to call a public phone.
Trying now.
At the corner of the Sports Authority, there's someone on the phone now.
Busy now, all right.
Trying desperately to get in touch with our original contestant, Bob Moser, who may win Aerosmith tickets. It's totally at the discretion of Lord Quizmaster.
A lot of people think fun is easy, but it's not. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
If, you know, if people were in this studio right now, they would see that Don's...
I'm getting an ice cream headache.
And his left index finger is actually... Don, is that blood? Do I see blood on the end of your finger?
Yes, but from something earlier, Mike.
Thought it was due to overdialing.
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
I understand.
It's a personal problem.
Same thing as last month?
A little different.
I'm sorry.
Same family. Oh. Same family of problem.
I understand. I understand.
Well, what can I say? Ladies and gentlemen, it happens sometimes.
Yes, it happens that Bob Moser, we've lost contact with him. Perhaps he was hit. But at least he got some smaller prizes.
Well, I'll give him the Aerosmith tickets if the phone just rings.
Okay, now people on the phones all around the entire area.
Hello? Did it ring?
Hello?
All right.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, listen, I know we have Keith Oberman. Let me just call the phone booth back at the Home Depot. Maybe someone's watching over there and can tell us what's happening at Sports Authority.
Yeah, the Home Depot, they seem to be... We made contact over there. Now the phone is ringing.
Okay, this is at Home Depot, though, by the hot dog vendor. Yes, hello, this is Don and Mike. Are you listening to our show right now?
Well, are you the hot dog vendor?
Well, listen, can you see the Sports Authority from there? Can you yell over there and tell them to get off the phone that we're trying to call someone there?
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. Can I hear you yell over there?
Oh, no. He already hung up.
Yes,
but incidentally, on his business cards, they say, the guy who works outside.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hello.
That's him.
Hey, it's me.
That's the guy.
Finally.
Bob Moser.
Hey, man, I've been waiting here. It ain't been ringing.
Oh, no, we called. It was busy. Was someone on the phone, Bob?
No.
Yeah. No, yes, yes, no.
No one was on the phone, but I am. Guys, if you're trying to kill me, what do I get this time?
All right, listen. One last time.
Okay.
One last time. Right now, let's just see how fast you can go back to the phone booth at the Home Depot by the hot dog vendor.
At the Home Depot? I am there at the Home Depot.
Now, you're supposed to be at Sports Authority.
Hey, you're tricking me. Where am I? Hold on.
Wait a minute. Don distinctly told you to go to the far corner of the Sports Authority.
That's where I am. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, then go to the phone booth at the Home Depot. Go!
Okay.
Well, in fairness to Mr. Moser, you know, those big buildings, those prefab industrial structures all look the same.
All right, now, if he just makes it there, we'll give him the prize.
Oh, jeez.
Is this the guy who works at Home Depot? Okay, don't pick up the phone.
I'm done. The guy that works outside isn't working now.
Oh, hilarity ensues. Hello?
He made it.
Don Wright.
Nice and bright.
Yeah.
Chicago!
Hey, who is this? Is it Don Wright?
Yes, is this the guy that we've had running?
No, I've been running with him, but he's getting over here now. You want me to pass to him?
No, we've got the super VI here.
The phone wasn't working. Here he is.
VI means village idiot.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Yeah, okay, you win.
You did it.
Thank you.
Tickets to see Aerosmith.
I'm really interested in the Caesar Pita.
Pardon me?
He would rather have the pita sandwich than the Aerosmith.
No, it just sounds so good because I'm hungry right now.
Man, worked up an appetite.
There you go. All right, well, then we'll keep the Aerosmith tickets and you get a Wendy's pita.
Oh, man.
There you go. Another
phenomenal.
Another bright decision made by the Don and Mike Show here on Let's Make a Deal. Thank you, Bob Mosier.
Hey, is there any chance I could trade all that in to get into the studio next time they do the thing?
No.
He's got his own little fan club out
idiot.
There.
Idiot, hold on. Hold on a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan and Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show. Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
My son's officially turned 15.
Congratulations, a happy birthday, Bart.
Yeah. And what that means is that... Oh, and by the way, why did you guys send him two cards?
Because Marcia didn't want to sign the one that I chose, so that one is just from me, and the other one's from the both of us.
Oh, I got you. The slightly off-color one?
Yes, that's the one.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
So, we get back, and all he's been thinking about the whole vacation is the fact that on the last day of March, he's going to turn 15, which means as soon as we get back, he can take the test,
right,
and he can drive with us in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back, he studied the book. Yesterday, we're off to the wonderful world of DMV.
Nothing finer.
We get there about the, you know, against my wishes. My family wanted to wait till later in the morning to go.
Right.
I said, we should, you know, it's been my experience. You go to DMV, you stand outside the door at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So when they open up at 8 o'clock, you're the first one in. You go to the information booth, you get your stuff, and you're out.
Right. Right.
But no, they said we had to wait. So we waited till later. We arrived mid-morning. We walked in, to my surprise. There was not a large line at the information booth.
Mm.
We got the forms. We started filling them out. And it was at that point that we realized that we needed Bart's social security card.
You need the card or just the number?
Well, you need the number.
Right.
And since he's never had a chance to use the card before,
right,
the card was at home.
Yeah.
Which meant that mommy had to get back in the car
and
go all the way back home.
That's always nice.
And that means that I got to spend another extra hour just sitting in the DMV with Bart,
right,
waiting for mommy to come back. And, you know, it was frustrating because you would see, as the hour progressed,
the crowd getting thicker and thicker.
The DMV got more crowded and
sure,
more people waiting in line, and we saw more and more people's number being called. And
right,
finally, I said to Bart, go get a number. And I said, even if they call your number, go up and tell them that mommy went back to get your social security number. Maybe you can do all the crap without it. So they call his number, and we go up to the booth, and thank God we didn't get one of the trolls that works at DMV. We got an actual nice human being, and she said, no, she couldn't do anything without the Social Security number, but as soon as mommy showed up with it, we should just cut in line and go right back to her booth.
Okay.
So we sit and we wait. Frida shows up with the Social Security card. He fills out the form. He takes the eye test. He goes over. He goes to the computer screen. He takes the test. There's a part of me that's hoping that he aces the test. There's another part of me hoping that,
he fails
the test.
Sure. And this is the one where they let you know immediately if you've passed, right?
Yes, yes, right away. As soon as you take it, as soon as you punch in your answers to the computer, as soon as you're done the last question,
right,
it immediately says, pass or fail.
Right.
Now, while we've been sitting here waiting for him to take the test, for INR, we've seen 10 people go in, and we've seen 8 of them fail.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Right.
So we're...
Some of them young kids, too?
No, many of them...
Not from here?
Not of this land.
Ah, okay,
that
very
would be,
good.
That yes. would be the best...
It's a nice politically correct way of saying
it. The best way to explain it. Uh-huh. A lot of lawn care workers.
Oh, God. Okay, so much for politically correct.
Hey, I want to drive the car. So these guys, they're all failing, guys and girls, and he gets done. And as soon as he keys in his last answer, all of a sudden we see his arms go up in the air.
Ah, he passed it.
Hey! And he turns around and he gives us the hey, I got it. And that's when the fear really sets in.
Now, will there be a driving portion of the test on his 16th birthday?
Yes, but for this?
But for this,
there's
just
no driving. He simply...
So he's driving your car now.
Right.
Everywhere you go.
He drives.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes over and he just like for a regular driver's license, gets his picture taken, signs in the little box with his with scraggly signature. We wait 5 minutes. The lady gives him his driver's license. We leave the place. And my wife gives him the keys to our truck. And she says, go ahead.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
And that was fine because I was sitting in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until later in the day.
DMV that you went to in a particularly busy area? Complex for the, or have you?
No.
You've taken him through different situations, right?
Yeah, so he didn't encounter any situations yesterday that he hadn't already been ready for.
Okay.
So I was in the back seat, and I purposely kept myself focused on reading the newspaper so as not to
freak
actually
out.
Realize that, you know.
He's driving the car!
He's driving the car.
Help me!
So they dropped me off at home because I had to have a long-distance argument with Jeremy Coleman, of which we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to go to the grocery store. And, of course, since now Bart can drive, suddenly, you know, if we need eggs or we need milk, suddenly it's an excuse to get in the car and have him drive. Well, as it turns out, later in the afternoon, we received a piece of mail when we were on vacation, something, a box, and we had to go to the post office to get it since they left us a little note saying we couldn't deliver this. So all afternoon had been waiting, Dad, is it 3 o'clock? Can we go to the post office? We go to the post office. I said, okay, let's go to the post office. We get into the truck. We buckle up. And right away, I become exactly what I didn't want to do with him. I'm the worst backseat driver.
Sure. Well, that's why it's a learner's permit.
He is pulling out of the driveway.
Probably the only time where being a backseat driver is appropriate.
Right. As he is pulling out of the driveway, I'm saying, no, more to the left, more to the left. Keep it in the middle, more to the left, more to the left. As he's going up to the top of the street, the stop sign that I always blow through without even stopping at.
Right.
Because it's at the end of our street, which is at the end of a big dead-end road. I say, hey, not a complete stop. And you didn't make a complete stop at the stop sign. You stopped at Brian's house, which is technically not by the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, pull up to the stop sign, make a full complete stop at the stop sign. I said, and where's the turn signal?
Right.
All of this, and he's not even off our street.
Well, but that's what you're supposed to do when he's got a learner's permit. You're supposed to be doing that. You're his driving instructor.
So we get out on the two-lane highway with all the hills and everything.
Now, I got a question for you. You see all the kids with the driver instruction things. Is this the replacement for that, or does he still have to eventually take a driving instruction class?
No, this is it.
Rob was nodding his head.
And they changed it.
He doesn't have to take any class. This is it.
Nothing behind the wheel?
At 15, he can drive with us. At 16, he goes in, and if he passes the driving test, he gets his license.
Wow.
That's it.
You don't sound like you're happy about that.
No,
you want
I'm
it
not.
To be more difficult,
no,
don't
I'm
you?
Nope. Hold on, I bet this is him. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, I do have to take a driving class.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, well, that's only fair, Bart. We all did.
Right. Hello?
I don't really think it's fair that I'm driving along and I stop, like, I don't know, 20 feet before the thing, and I see no one's coming, so I go around the corner, and Dad goes, didn't stop.
Told you, that's what I just told everybody.
Yeah.
Hello? Did you use the turn, did you use the turn signal?
Okay, I don't really want to go into the nature observatory or whatever down a gravel road.
All right, that's a landmark by where we live. But
right. But your signal's for the road.
You should use the turn signal. You were making a right-hand turn. You should have used the turn signal.
You ever use the turn signal?
That's not relevant right now.
Do what I say, not what I do.
So we get out on the road, and now we're no longer in our little subdivision. Now we're on...
But don't forget, Dad.
What?
As we're driving up the street, you start turning on the radio, and I say, Dad, would you please not do that? It distracts me. And you go, no, it'll be fine.
Well, I can't be in the car and not have the radio on. I'm sorry. I just can't. He said, Mom says that I'm not allowed to listen to the radio in the car. And I said, oh, you know, Gilburn. I won't flip stations a lot, but, you know, the radio is a soothing friend on a long commute. And I knew that this would be a long commute. So we get on the real road. Now we're no longer in the subdivision. We're on a real road with real lines painted down the middle with other cars coming. And he's doing okay. And now I'm fighting this urge. He's going too slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting the urge to tell him, give it a little more.
Well, Dad,
you can go a little faster.
I was going the speed limit.
No. Speed limit was 35 and you're going 25.
No, Dad. Actually, remember you said, go faster, Bart. Speed limit's 45. And
I said, that's when we were coming back from the post office.
And on the way there, I said, no, Dad, look. 35. There's a sign.
Well, I don't envy you. I'll tell you that right now.
Good luck. So, but I'm biting my tongue. I'm not saying go faster or go slower. I only said that when I noticed that there were cars that were piling up behind us because we were in a no-pass zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Just give it a little more gas. Just give it a little more gas. And he slowed down when there was a guy backing out of
his... Speed should be reasonable as to conditions.
Yeah. The guy was backing out of his driveway ahead of us, and I said...
I still remember that. That's scary.
I said, don't stop because a guy's backing out of his driveway on the other side of the road. I know you're being polite, but keep in mind, you're on the main road. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. That guy can back out of his
driveway.
And if
he happens to, you know, not see you and back all the way across the road, that is his fault.
Yes.
So, I mean, you keep your speed up.
And I see three or four people waiting to get out of this little tiny street, and I stop, and Dad says, "What are you doing?"
Right, because you're on a major road. You don't just stop on a major road.
Usually people stop and let them go sometimes.
No. Not on that road. You just don't stop. Marty, when you're on that road, you go. They can just wait
for you. No one was behind me.
See, this is the whole problem.
This is tough.
What did I tell you yesterday? You listen to me. When I'm in the car with you, when you're driving on that road we were on yesterday, you don't stop. What did I tell you yesterday? I said, what if a car came up from one of those hills behind you, and they were going, let's say, 40 miles an hour?
I wasn't doing it on the hilly section.
Yeah, you're not obligated to stop on any kind of road to let people out, even if you're trying to be polite.
It's the polite thing.
No.
Right, listen.
No. It's not the legal thing to do.
Someday you'll get past as being polite, but I'm telling you right now, when you're on that road or you're on any major road, do not stop unless there's a stop sign or unless someone in front of you is making a left-hand turn. You just don't stop to let people out.
Right.
You just don't do that, Barty.
Yes, you do.
No.
No, you don't.
You could be impeding traffic and you could get rear-ended.
Well, if there's no one behind me, how am I going to get rear-ended by?
Listen, for the last time, this is like the discussion we had yesterday. You're going to piss me off now, and you're not going to be able to drive. When you're on that road, you don't stop.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is what it was like the whole way to the goddamn post office.
You have the right to revoke that license at any moment.
Yes, you bet your ass I do. Mm-hmm. You bet your ass I do. So we go to the post office.
Yeah, part of it's consolation, too. You know, when you're 17, 18 years old, you won't have the urge to be polite. You know, you'll be going on that road like everybody else, and you won't want to stop because you'll have more confidence behind the wheel, and you'll know that you just keep roaring along.
And you'll realize that your time is more valuable than those people who need to get out on that road.
Absolutely.
But that's just something that will come with time. But I'm telling you right now, like I told you yesterday, like I'm telling you now on the radio, the safe thing to do is when you're on that road, keep going.
And the safe thing to do is speed up to 50 if the traffic's going 50?
I didn't tell you to speed up to 50 when the traffic's going 50.
45.
I did not.
I was going 35 and you told me to speed up.
You know what? You're really going to piss me off. You really are. You weren't going 35, you're going 25. I told you to pick the pace up. That's what I told you. That's what I told you.
I know how fast...
And hello, this is what driving with your father's going to be like.
I know how fast I was going.
No, you don't. I was looking at the speedometer, you're going 25.
But you have the sideways angle at it, making it look as if it's less.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Listen, for the very last time, I know we're on the radio and you're having a good time and all, but you're going to understand when I get home tonight that this is not some fun little bit I'm doing on the radio. When you're driving in that car with me and you're driving that car with Mom, you do what we say or we take that license away.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
And do not patronize me.
I'm not, sir.
Uncle Mike,
I'm sorry.
Do not laugh.
I'm sorry. But you know I'm going to be going through the same thing.
Dad, I'm serious. I'm not patronizing you.
All right.
Listen to your father, Bart.
It was white knuckle time yesterday, all the way to the post office and all the way back. But by the time
going under the speed limit is as bad as going over the speed limit.
But by the time we got to the second drive of the day, things were a little better. By the time we got to the second drive, wouldn't you agree things were better?
Yes.
It's going to get better and better. You're going to get more confidence. You're going to feel better behind the wheel, and you're going to get the hang of it.
However, just so you know, like I told you yesterday, your days of driving on the Beltway are still way in your future.
I didn't ask to drive on the Beltway.
I'm just telling you. Just making sure that that's a known fact.
Yes, sir.
That you're good, you could, you know, you'd be driving to the post office or to the grocery store or to the gas station or to Blockbuster. But for right now, that's about it.
And, yes, sir.
And one more thing, when you're driving down our street, don't honk. One of the neighbor kids is playing in her yard. Driving down the road, he honks at her. And I said, why are you honking? He said, well, because she could have run out in front of the car. I said, you are not.
Because she could have run out.
You are honking just so that Nicole will see you driving. That's a little girl down the street. And he said, no, Dad. No, she might have run out in front of the car.
Oh, God.
That's you never know.
So listen, he's officially driving now.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Bart.
Thank you.
All right, big guy.
Dad, I'm sorry.
All right, I know you are. And you'll do fine. I know you'll do fine.
Good luck, right. Bart.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A little man.
That went well.
A little man. God. Man.
I know.
This is like, I'm listening to every detail on this one.
I know it. I'm screaming at him. You have to take your baseball hat off. Like, why? Say, because you can't see when you got driving with a baseball hat on. He says, you drive with a baseball hat on. I've been driving for 30 years. Take your hat off when you're driving in the car with me.
I don't have to worry about it, though. No cars at the convent. No cars at the convent.
So that's it. I'm out. That's my vacation. That's what I did yesterday. That's what I'm going through right now. That's it. And it all starts again tomorrow morning on the carpool.
Fantastic.
Because I'm going to let him drive part of the way to school.
Part of the way, and then you have to switch.
Yeah, which
before you get to the beltway.
Way before the beltway.
Way before the beltway.
Way before the beltway. By the time we get to the big road,
right,
that's when we'll switch. But that was my vacation.
That's fascinating, that last little part there. I know that anybody with young children like me, I mean, something to look forward to.
Oh, and also helping this all along is the fact that my mother-in-law got him an electric razor for his birthday. Even though...
Does he need it yet?
No! No, but he shaved four times yesterday.
God.
You know, I said to him, I said, look at me, I'm your father, okay? You see this little beard I have? It took me 40 years to be able to grow this.
40 years.
That's true.
Just like the coral.
For 40 years, I couldn't... For 40 years, I couldn't grow this.
Don't let anybody hit you in the face with a flipper.
Hello?
I get no respect!
Pardon me?
I get no respect.
What do you mean you get no respect?
Making fun of me for shaving. Grandma's the only one who respects me.
Who is Grandma?
Yeah.
Oh, because Grandma got you the razor?
Yes.
What kind of razor?
Electric one.
What brand name? Yeah, he's like father, like son. I shouldn't have asked.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Oh, I know those. Yesterday, every time that I went upstairs, I heard...
I wasn't just shaving. I was playing with it.
I said, what were you...
Has it got the three rotating heads on it?
I don't know. No, no.
Oh, okay.
I could shave my sideburns with it, though.
Cool.
If you had sideburns.
I do.
That's just...
Oh, Barty.
That's just hair hanging down in front of your ear.
Yeah, you don't have sideburns yet.
That's what you think. I shaved them.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll see you when I get home.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's the other big development. Where's Bart? I said the free to last night. Where's Bart?
Shaving.
I was going to turn the game on. I said, does he want to watch the game? Where's he at? He's shaving.
He's shaving. That's great.
He's shaving again.
Very cool.
Shaving again. Okay, so that's all I have. We got a break, and we'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
On our line is Rick Stanley. Remember, he's a minister, not a preacher.
Right.
This is the guy stumbled upon a story about him in the tabloids last week and realized, as I was reading the story, this is the guy that wrote the Hamburger James story.
An intimate look behind the scenes at the Memphis Mafia and the world of Elvis Presley.
So now let's welcome to the big show, Rick Stanley.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Well, welcome. Remember now, he's a minister.
Not a preacher, right, Rick?
Well,
the reason I said that, guys, is because, unfortunately, when you say preachers, there's the preconceived idea. Yeah, I am. I do speak to a lot of students and a lot of churches and stuff like that. But most of what I do is sitting and talking, counseling, talking to parents and stuff like that. So, yeah. I actually do both, but I prefer minister.
All right, Minister Stanley, I want to...
Rick's fine, you
okay.
know.
All right, Rick.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to applaud you for...
May I call you Minister Rick?
You'd like to.
I just want to applaud you for writing the story about Hamburger James, because we have gotten more material out of that article that you wrote for People Magazine than anything else that we've done in the last 10 years.
Well, I don't tell you what's incredible, guys. I've been up there. As a matter of fact, the first trip I made to... on the road with Elvis was to D.C. But I've been up there to speak at a number of different churches and schools and stuff, and I have people walk up to me and say, can you tell me about Hamburger James? And I kept wondering, what is the deal? And finally, this guy, his name's Alan Wilson from Columbiana Baptist Church, says, Rick, you got the Hamburger James thing's a big deal up here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, I'm glad you guys do it and have a good time with it. He was an incredible guy.
Twice a year. We started out reading it just on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And now we've expanded it also to Elvis' death day. When was the year that you wrote your story about Elvis for People Magazine with Hamburger James?
1989. See, Hamburger, you know, you got to understand the meeting of Hamburger James, how he was. If you really want to have a good time, this guy, keep in mind, this guy, his dad was a cop.
Hamburger James's father was a cop?
Yeah, was a cop.
Uh-huh.
So Hamburger James kind of looked at life with a Joe Friday outlook, you know, just the facts.
Mm-hmm. Let me just bring everybody up to speed very quickly. Hamburger James is the guy who used to run out and get Elvis hamburgers. That's why they called him Hamburger James.
Yep.
Elvis one time was recreating with the boys, and somebody took off with some of his stuff. They found out it was Hamburger James. They went to the airport. They stopped the airplane. They pulled him off the airplane. Hamburger James, I guess, thought that they were going to take him into the desert and kill him.
He was going back to Memphis, right? He had some money with him, and he had taken out of the kit, and he was going back to Memphis.
Yep. Had some personal items.
I love the kit.
Yeah.
When Elvis... When Elvis got Hamburger James then, when they finally got him in the hotel room and they were going to have the showdown, Elvis at one point picked up an end table, a coffee table, looked like he was going to slam it over this guy's head.
Yeah.
And Rick writes in the story, they thought, you know, now Elvis is going to kill this guy. What are we going to do? How are we going to cover this up? But then at the last second, that's why we read it on Christmas Eve, because it has a happy ending.
Yeah. Touching ending. The touching side of Elvis.
Elvis
reeks with redemption, yes.
Elvis put down the end table and reached over and started to cry. And as I recall, just slapped him.
Slap.
Open hand.
Open-handed slap. And then said that if you needed anything, you should have asked me.
Yep.
Now, when you were in that room when that happened, was that a complete... Were you guys just totally freaked out and you had no idea what Elvis was going to do?
I had absolutely no idea. Well, when we took off to the airport to get him, that's when I thought, you know, this isn't going to really look too good because he wants to go out in public now. So, guys, we pull up. Elvis looks at me before I get out of the car. He says, now, Rick, you're the youngest, you're the fastest. When you take off and you get James. Now, if you hear a gunshot, duck.
Oh.
He was as serious as he could be.
Wow. You know, this, another great part of the story is when Elvis goes running through the airport and he says, stop that plane, I'm a federal officer. Now, keep in mind that...
Elvis... And he's going to stop the... And see, we're all thinking... You know, this is really bad now because, you know, the media is going to find out all about it. And here's what's strange, guys. He goes up to the counter with his federal narcotics badge that Nixon gave him.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, the irony is incredible. He says, stop the plane. And they look at him, you know, the people at the counter just kind of look at each other and they look at Elvis.
I think you wrote that.
And Elvis says, stop the plane. And they did.
Didn't you write that one of the girls behind the counter gets all buttery?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that was fairly common.
Well, listen, Rick, I guess that you were part of Elvis's partying entourage. How did you pull yourself out of that?
Well, what happened, guys, for me is, I was into it and heavily into it, and I'd met a friend in school who kept just saying, hey, Rick, you can enjoy your life. You just don't have to do the drugs and party. Long story short, this goes on about 7 years, this friendship, and then she calls me and says, hey, what's it going to take for you to turn your life around? I said, really, I don't know. Had a long talk with Elvis. 8 hours later, my brother died. Wow. And because of this young lady, she finally talked me into going to church. I got my life straightened out. And that young lady's my wife. So,
there's a happy young
lady. She's the hero to the story.
Well, Rick, we just wanted to say hi. And if possible, I think, is it August 16th that's Elvis' death day?
The big 20, yeah.
Yeah. We'd like to see if we could get you on the show again when we have the story in front of us to ask you about it line by line.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I'd be glad to, guys. James was, he was also nicknamed the Brow.
The brow.
The brow. Why
do you call him that?
Because he had these eyebrows that touched all the way across.
Hey, man, where's the brow?
Because when you'd ask him a question like, hey, James, have you got the trunks unloaded? He would furrow that brow at you.
The
get
brow.
Real serious and say, it's taken care of, And we were like, well, we just asked you a question, We're not asking for blood here. We kept it light. He wanted to stay serious.
Okay, one last question for you. When Elvis had had all of his stuff at Graceland, we have a list of 31 items that Elvis demanded be in stock at Graceland at all times. Is that an accurate list? Do you know the list I'm talking about where it says like Brown and Serve rolls and Phenomint gum and El Producto diamond tip cigars?
Freshly made Nana pudding.
Oh, yeah, well, see, the Nanner pudding thing.
Right.
It was depending. Oh, the cigars, the gum, certain Mountain Valley water, all this stuff. Yeah, that there, the banana pudding thing, you never really knew, what it was going to do there. But, yeah, he was he was an incredible guy. He was the stuff. I look back now. I'm 43. I outlived him. So I'm pretty happy. I look back on some of the stuff we did. It was insane. And I'm just glad people have a good time with it and lighten up instead of getting so heavy on it.
Well, you'd love this show. And Hamburger James, do you know where he is now? Is he still with us?
Yeah,
still
man.
Still alive?
James, Hamburger James is in Memphis, man. Where else?
He is.
And I saw him a few years ago. I was over there speaking to some students or something, and he came up to me and... everybody that knew me back in my teens and early 20s, if you'd have seen me in my teens, you'd know why some animals eat their young. I mean, I was just a pretty wild guy and all this stuff. And they've seen me straighten up, so they're kind of amazed.
Yeah.
They all kind of come out of the woodwork and go, well, we're proud of you, And I think, well, thanks, guys. Behind every successful man's a surprised woman, so.
And you saw the brow.
Yeah, well, the brow was there.
Rick, thank you for your time. This is Rick Stanley. He is a minister in the great state of Georgia. If you hold on a second, our producer, Rob, wants to speak to you.
Sure.
Maybe we can get you here for the big 20th. Oh,
okay.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. Hey,
great
Rob,
talking to you, Rick.
Rob, my pleasure, guys. Thank
Rob,
you.
Rob, pick up, please.
Hello, beautiful.
There he is. All right, well, there's some some confirmation about the Hamburger James story.
You know, when we do one of those Elvis shows, I am guessing we could talk to him for a good long time because I think he loves to talk about it. And that's the difference between any of these other Elvis guys we've talked to. They always get so heavy duty, and this guy's just looking at it as a wild time in his life.
Yeah, I'd like to go through that article item by item. There's so many things.
Sure.
I'd like to ask him about the kid. I'd like to ask him about Elvis's, don't forget Elvis's cigar box that he had to carry. Remember when he went to L.A. when he had to have the special iPads?
And remember the women that Elvis would have brought up to the room and they had to wear the special outfits?
What about Scatter the Monkey?
Yeah, when they go out there. And
I don't mean that's not the name of some weird, perverse game that Elvis used to play. That was Elvis's pet monkey was named Scatter.
I'm shooting the TVs out and all that other good stuff that Rick probably knows about.
Sure. All right, well, we'll book him for Elvis' death day. There he is. When we got done with Donkey Basketball a couple of weeks ago, we did that thing with Dick Van Patten.
Mm-hmm.
Mike went out and had about 100 beers.
A couple of the crew, the good people at that arena, there were two guys, they took me up to the lighting booth, and they had some beer up there, and we had a good old time. And then I realized that we had to come back down and thank everybody and go up on stage with Dick Van Patten, and that's why you got a little bit of that Mac that I... All right.
And I will say to your credit that I had no idea
that you had...
all of those beers. I stood up there with you and I did the, hey, thanks for coming. I was talking to you. And it wasn't until we played that tape one day.
And you hear the, and not even anything else I say, it's just the, All right,
here it is again now. Listen, this is Mike after 100 beers. 100 doggy basketball.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
That little segment right
we,
there.
We should isolate that.
I think it can be isolated.
Put that all right on a cartridge, please.
All right.
I have no idea. All right, here's another tape.
We're not 100.
All right, 50.
Yeah. 50, right.
Here's another tape that we played for everybody earlier today. Oh, also, you know what else I didn't get to was our bilingual theater.
Ah, yes, with the Flintstones?
Yes, we have another episode of the Flintstones in Mexican.
Bueno.
Or Hispanic. Excuse me. Spanish.
Yes. Hispanic.
Mexican.
You speak Hispanic.
But first, let's play the outreel take. I'm not sure how funny this is, so we might dump out of it if it's no good. All I know is that Mike and I were doing some commercials today.
Yeah, got a little loopy in there today.
And I thought it was, we had a very good time doing the commercial. I don't know how funny it'll be now to play the tape.
We'll have to see.
Let's find out. Roll it, please. Hey, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Hey.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And where do we pick it up?
Then go down to...
And say.
And Don. Mike.
Okay, now, all right, let's take it from the top.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don!
They just opened the new...
Sorry.
Hey, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike!
Don!
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
They just opened the new...
Sorry. Oh! Good screening, Rob.
No.
Oops.
Hey, Rob.
Tape's going to need more editing.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Get your big ass in here. Good job editing. I said the F word as clear as can be on that tape.
Guess I missed that one.
I thought the effort was kind of lackadaisical on that one to start with.
There was two that I caught, though.
I'll tell you that.
All right, I'm going to keep running it now and hope that there's not another one. Another landmine.
I think you'll be okay.
Thank you. Service with a smile. That's the Rob Spiewak way.
Okay.
Finger on the trigger on that one.
Okay. Back to the tape. Yeah. Back to the tape. Hey now, Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon.
Sorry. All right. This will be a...
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
Hey,
Don.
Don. Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
I'm going to stop the tape again for a second. You notice that neither Mike nor I are professional enough to read a couple of the lines,
right,
maybe flub up or laugh, and just continue.
No.
Whenever we make a mistake...
We go back to the beginning.
Because we're like monkeys, we have to go back and do the... You know, we had that whole thing with... Hey, Mike.
Don.
Hey,
right.
Mike.
Don.
We had that part down perfectly.
Sure. Yeah.
But every time we had to restart and do the same thing over again.
Because that's the way we can say we did it in one take.
Because we're pros.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don.
Mike.
Don. Mike, aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Yes, on July 30th with the Springfield Plaza Center. That's when it will be open.
I messed up, didn't I?
Okay. All right, now there Rob did edit out another one of the profanities.
Uh-huh. He got two out of the three. Thanks, Rob.
That's good if you're a baseball player. Not good if you're working on a radio show.
No. All right, here we go. It's going to be even better this time.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
They just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don.
Don.
Mike.
Don. Mike. Don. Are you here? Here we go. Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
They just opened a new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And, oh, Don.
Mike?
Aren't they opening another center in Springfield, Don?
Yes! On July 30th, the Springfield Plaza Center will be open.
Oh, soon everyone will be thin, Don.
Thank Allah. I'm getting sick of seeing all these pigs walking.
Let's change that line.
What is she? What was she going for here?
She wants you to be shy.
Let's go. All right, I'll stop this again. Let me just explain to you what's happening.
Yes.
Sometimes the salespeople, when they write copy for us, they try to write it in the crazy, kooky, shocking style that we do the show in.
Uh-huh. And they miss horribly.
Like, part of the copy, and I won't mention who wrote it, Stacy, part of the copy said, hey, I can't believe there's so many fat pigs out there walking the street.
Yeah, we really didn't think that was the right way to go.
I mean, if we were maybe going to ad-lib that would be okay, but it's like you're calling people pigs in a commercial.
And I had no idea it took us this many takes to do this commercial.
We're stupid, man. Okay, back to it. And let's just also cut out that soon everyone will be thin, then I'll just say walk, don't run to U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then we can take it from the top and really play with it.
Oh, God.
Mike.
Done.
Two of the four, apparently.
Rob. Yeah. Rob! Jesus, Rob, that was another one.
I guess it was. But you did say that we'd have the delay, so just go through and get what you could.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I think people are enjoying your spontaneity.
Oh, you're awful, Rob.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right, thank you.
All right.
He did get that on tape, though. You saying all right.
Oh, that would be his first priority.
All right.
Okay. All right, that's two F-words that have aired thus far. All right, I guess they haven't aired.
Yeah, they haven't aired. You've hit the delay. Now, do you think there are any more?
No, I don't.
You're positive?
Bet my job on it.
Okay, bet his job on it.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll hold you to that. Mike.
Don.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mike. Don.
Yeah?
Don.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
They just opened a new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. Don?
Yes, Mike?
Aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Yes!
On July 30th, with the Springfield Plaza Center. That's when it will be open.
Oh, soon everyone will be thin, Don!
Mike?
Yes, Don.
Mike?
Don.
Mike?
Don.
Hey, Mike!
Don.
Walk, don't run.
Up already.
There's another one. I think Rob did catch that one.
That one.
You know, I thought we didn't have many profanities in that session today.
All right.
We're starting over again now, I guess. Here we go.
We're out there. This is the White Album.
Okay. Attention, Mike.
Don.
Calling Mike.
Don.
Hello.
Don.
Mike.
Here, Don, here.
Oh, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Don, yo.
Mike, they just opened the new U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center in the Herndon Center.
That's great. Now the people in Herndon can get rid of those hard-to-lose pounds. And Don?
I'm right here, Mike.
Don?
Yes?
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, there you are. Aren't they opening another center in Springfield?
Yes! On July 30th, the Springfield Plaza Center will be open, man!
Soon, everyone will be thin, Don!
Mike?
Don.
Mike?
Don.
Mike?
Don.
Mike?
Don.
Go to U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center and join their one-year weight loss medical program.
U.S. Medical Weight Loss Center offers a full...
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, there you go.
Bravo.
Would have been a little bit more enjoyable if someone would have cut the profanities out.
Yeah.
How's it going, Rob?
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.